win by Glenwood over Dunlap, and official tip-off about 15 minutes from now. Galesburg and Morton, of course, during the pregame. We'll hear from their longtime head coach, Steve Shupp. Of course, the Morton girls basketball program, a lot of success over the years, a state appearance two or three years ago, and the boys program still trying to get it together, and they got a pretty good-looking team. They played very, very well in the game against Glenwood. They're very big, 6'7", 6'5", 6'5", a lot of long players. And they're going to play a zone. They'll play a 1-2-2 zone. Coach Mike Reynolds of Galesburg, you'll hear him talk about comparing it to Lincoln. And their head coach, Neil Alexander, all those years of success for the Rail Splitters. And a team very similar to Lincoln, except with size. Lincoln very guard-dominated over the years. Morton, a lot of big players. A couple of brothers, you'll hear their names a lot. Eric Weibel, a 6'5 junior. And Kevin Weibel, a 6'7" senior for the Morton Potters. They come in, obviously, 1-0. They'll play Dunlap in the nightcap. Interesting note for that game, it'll be a conference game. They're both members of the Mid-Illini Conference, and they'll play in the finale. Galesburg will play Glenwood at 6 o'clock. We'll bring it to you at 5:40, and that'll be followed by Dunlap trying to get their first win going up against Morton again in a conference game here at the Dunlap Thanksgiving Tournament. Last night, a big game for the streaks, and especially the bench play. The bench play, 36 points, led by junior guard Bailey Ricketts. Came in and scored 18 points, 9 in each half. 3 players in double figures overall. Tanner Libby, the 6'5 senior, big night for him, 15 points. And Dalton Davis, a lot of free throws down the stretch, 8 of 12 from the line in the game. He had 10 points, did a nice job running the point, and the guard play going to be big tonight. The big players may very well offset each other, so the guards are going to have to step up. Nice job by Pierce Ferguson in his first game for the Streaks as a sophomore. Came in, really lit the fire under Galesburg early in the game when they trailed 5-0. He finished with 9 points in the game, hoping to get more out of Caleb Weaver in terms of scoring. Just 1 point last night. He did grab 10 rebounds. And Victor Davis, a little bit of foul trouble early on. He ended up with 9 points and 11 rebounds. So the two horses inside combined to grab 21 rebounds, but just 10 points between them. They'll need to do a little more on the offensive side to get that done. And, again, a great performance off the bench. Joe Mangieri, our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time player of the game yesterday with 7 points. And the game-turning play, really, at the end of the third quarter, Mangieri, a 3-point basket from the left wing. And Galesburg at that point went up by 8 as Dunlap was charging in the third quarter. And it was all streaks from that point on. Jim Lee visits with Morton head coach Steve Shupp in just a moment. We'll hear that interview followed by an interview with Galesburg's boys basketball coach Mike Reynolds. The pregame coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove's Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
What's with the long face?
Well, I'm a Basset Hound.
So, you haven't lost your sense of humor?
I've lost everything else.
Having trouble with the old retrieval.
Easy for you. You still run like a pup.
A few years ago, my knees started screaming. So I started taking glucosamine and chondroitin pills.
Really? I watch what I eat.
Eagle Pack for you youngsters. I think you're ready for the adult formula.
Where do I start?
Come on. If you're good, I'll get you a Senior Kong.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Mom just can't seem to get around as well as she used to. You knew this day would come, but you had no idea it would be so difficult. You feel guilty. She always took care of you, but you realize you can't meet all her home care needs. When you suddenly find yourself facing difficult issues like this, ask your doctor to refer her to Midwest Regional Home Care. Let them help you make smart, informed decisions so the person you love can get what they need in the privacy of their own home. Midwest Regional Home Care, bringing health care home to you.
Silver Streaks pregame coverage continues. Coach Steve Shupp of Morton joins us now. And, Coach, both of our teams got off to a good start last night. I know, though, as a coach, there are still some things you want to work on.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of things. After I got home and looked at the tape, there was all kinds of things that we wrote down and addressed with the kids this morning. But we're going to be a work in progress for a while. And, you know, to get our experience, you know, this is a good opportunity for us here. Great competition in this tournament. But we've got a lot of young kids. Kevin Weibel is our only real player that's got a lot of experience. Even Cody, our other inside player, you know, this is his real first varsity experience. I mean, he was with us last year, but, you know, to have a role as much as he's playing this year you know, he's got to work his way through that too. And I thought he did very well. But our junior kids came along real well. Our younger kids, the freshmen and sophomores, played well for us last night. So we're encouraged by a lot of things that we have with our team. We know that over the next few years, they're going to end up being pretty solid. They're very competitive, have a real good basketball sense and savvy about them. And, you know, our conference is going to be very, very tough. So learn a lot here over the next couple of months. But it's a great opportunity for them. And, you know, I was pleased coming away with the win last night. That was the most important thing, to get some positive stuff going for us. And, you know, this will be a real test for us today. Galesburg plays very, very hard and are very aggressive. And so, you know, we'll have to address that and be ready for that today.
Looks like all four teams in this tournament are pretty evenly balanced. Everybody's got good height along the front line, and so it's a good way to start the season, isn't it?
Sure, it really is. Yeah. It really is.
How did you end up coming to this tournament, Coach?
Well, we tried that Tournament of Champions last year, and that just wasn't a very good fit for us. And a lot of things that were supposed to happen in that didn't happen. And, you know, it just ended up being a very good opportunity. And then tonight, for example, Dunlap and ourselves are going to be playing a conference game, which is nice, too, to get that taken care of.
Well, and so it's going to count in the standings, huh?
Yes, it is. And then that's nice. I really like that part of it. And then it allows us to have another non-conference game and another good opponent there. So that part worked out really well.
Yeah, that's a good idea, because we've played Rock Island four times in a year before, and that's a good idea to use that as part of your conference schedule.
Exactly, because we've had that same thing with Washington. We've played them as many as five times in a year. And, you know, we were always playing in their holiday tournament. Now this is a lot better for us.
Yeah. Okay. Finally, as you look at Galesburg, what in particular does your team need to do to win this one today?
Well, we need to stay focused on what we want to do and be a little more disciplined on the defensive end. We made some breakdowns last night. I mean, there were some really good segments of defense, but defense is going to have to carry us here early on. And so we're going to have to play very solid on defense.
Okay, what do we look for your starting five then today, Coach?
Same ones as last night. Hayden and Tate Anderson at the guards, Kevin and Eric Weibel, and Cody Anderson.
Okay, well, Coach, best wishes the rest of the season. Nice to meet you.
You with the Galesburg after today, good luck.
All right, Coach Steve Shupp of Morton with us here on WGIL. We'll talk things over with the Silver Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds after this on Galesburg Radio 14.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. To help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
Silver Streaks pregame continues, visiting with head coach Mike Reynolds. Coach, first of all, congratulations. Big win last night. I know it's time to get down to business today. Take a look at the film. Anything that you saw out of that, I know you hustled, rebounded well, free throws got better late in the game. Anything you're looking to do differently today against a real big Morton team?
Well, you know, I think, you know, we still want to get the ball inside. You know, that's our strength, and we want to play from the inside out. They're gonna run the 1-2-2 press, which is similar to what, you know, Lincoln does, and we have some experience in the summer playing those guys a couple times, so it's not something that we're not familiar with. So we worked on it in practice last week and this week, and again today at shoot-around, so we want to be able to effectively break their press, and we don't want to settle for three-pointers. You know, we want to be able to get the ball inside and still be able to play the right way, and we think we'll be able to do that.
Do you attack it the best way on the 1-2-2? I've seen Lincoln a lot of times. Will you have more success, do you think, going baseline with it? I know you don't want to settle for the jump shots, overloads, things like that.
Well, we're going to overload it to the ball side, and we'll run some cutters through to the short corner. And we've got some, you know, being at Danville for years, we played Lincoln so many times that, you know, we've kind of, I don't want to say we figured out their game, but, you know, we've we know how to get good shots against it now. Whether, you know, we haven't put a week of practice in on it, so hopefully we can be effective on doing it with some quick reviews this morning and some review earlier in the week on practice. And it's kind of something Morton's starting to do that they haven't really done much in the past. So it's just, you know, it's something for us to look at and be able to play against.
Morton, obviously pretty good size. Dunlap had some lean, tall guys. Morton's got a 6'7 kid, 6'5 kid. You feel you match up pretty good with them with your strength?
Yeah, we think, you know, we're big and strong too. That's kind of our thing too. So, you know, we're big and strong, they're big and strong. It's going to come down to guard play. You know, are we going to be able to put pressure on their guards? And be able to, you know, turn them over and make them play a little faster than they want to. And that's kind of what we're hoping to do. We want to play a little bit quicker tempo than they probably want to play. If they can get us into a, you know, slug it out, grind out fest, you know, we got to be able to win those games too, but it's going to be a little bit more difficult for us.
And lastly, 8 threes last night. I know it was a matter of positioning and that. Is that something that can be fixed pretty quick?
Well, you know, some of it, you know, they have some pretty good shooters. I mean, that's part of it. But, you know, we lost them a couple times. We had some defensive breakdowns, you know. We're happy we scored 71. We think if we made some free throws, could have scored 90. We're not overly happy with 61 points on the defensive end. I think we played hard and, you know, we over-rotated a little bit too much and lost some shooters. But, you know, we think we're going to be fine today.
Have a lot of fun. Should be a great day of basketball. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
It's Mike Reynolds. More on the pregame in a moment on WGIO.
Results speak for themselves. The legal team of Goldfine and Bowles has successfully represented personal injury victims in Central Illinois for over 40 years. In the last 3 years, they've recovered over $42 million for their injured clients. 138 years of combined legal experience makes the difference. If you've been hurt in an accident or at work, get the best representation available. Trust the knowledge and absolute proven results of Goldfine and Bowles. Goldfine and Bowles, experience that wins.
The people who invented the drive-thru and perfected the hamburger are now taking the coffee business by storm. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos, all with your favorite flavors, even iced. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Walk in or drive-thru for a hot steaming cup of premium roast in minutes. Come to the new McCafe in the Henderson Street McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Welcome back to Dunlap. We've heard from the coaches and kind of an idea what to expect now. Certainly going to grind it a little bit. Galesburg wanting to pick up the tempo with some of the guard play. And we'll see what Morton's got from the outside. And out of that 1-2-2 zone, heard a lot of comparisons to Lincoln. And we'll see how that works out. A longtime coach for Morton, first-year coach for Galesburg, Mike Reynolds, alongside Al Dennison. Down on the sideline, getting some advice from him, and boy, just one of many, many, many games around the area. Williams Field today, they'll start things at 5 o'clock. Cambridge and Monmouth-Roseville. Monmouth-Roseville still undefeated. United will play at Galvin at 6:30, rather. Henry and Williams Field at 8 o'clock. Action going on at Woodhull. Westmer and Prophetstown at 5. Brimfield and Riverdale at 6:30, and then a matchup between the Commandos of Abingdon and the Elwood Aces at 8 o'clock. Spoon River Tip-Off Classic at Bushnell. South Fulton and West Prairie will get it going at noon. Bushnell Prairie City Avon and North Fulton at 1:30. Lewistown, Havana at 3. Beardstown and Farmington at 4:30. And some Western Big Six schools. How did they do last night? Well, East Moline at Geneseo defeated Chicago King 61-54. Alleman loses to Freeport 60-43. King played LaSalle Peru, lost that game 67-65. And then a conference preview, if you will. UT put 75 on Alleman and beat them 75-60. Geneseo beat King. Not a good day for King. Lost 3, 65-49.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Boy, that's for sure. Wow. Rock Island Alleman will take on King at 12:30 today. UT will start it at 11 against Freeport. Well, they're already probably about done. Freeport and King at 6, and then LaSalle, Peru, and Geneseo at 7:30. Was looking at the Rock Island tournament, too. Want to keep an eye on things there. And it is Rocky beating Dunbar 80-68 last night. Aurora West, they've lost twice now. Richwoods beat them 51-47. And then Julian and Rock Island, they look to have the score backwards in the paper. Apparently Rock Island wins it 62-56. Saw some Quincy numbers. Limestone. Look out for Limestone. They played a team out of Normandy, Missouri, 189-60. They have an outstanding junior player. Quincy, according to the score here, loses to Algonquin Jacobs, 67-55. So Limestone and Quincy will play tonight at 7:30. So a lot of basketball going on all over the area, and here we await the start of Galesburg and Morton.
You know, you look at Aurora West, though, and they love to come over to this part of the state to see if they can't find some of the best competition over here.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Kirkman, for years, was at the Galesburg tournament.
Oh, really?
When the Galesburg tournament dissolved, they went up to Rock Island, have been there ever since. And they ran into a Rock Island team, of course, that's highly touted. And then Richwood's a very good team as well. A very unusual 0-2 start for Aurora West.
Yeah.
But I'll bet if you look in their record here in about 2 months, they'll be about 20-5. So a couple of tough openers for Aurora West, and a good statement for basketball in our area to have
Absolutely.
A Peoria and Quad City schools knock off one of the best programs in the state.
So UT and Rock Island both no blemishes. They're undefeated so far. Galesburg hopes to stay that way against Morton and later against Glenwood. We'll bring you the starting lineups when we come back. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out! Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
The official WGIO forecast, cloudy today, high near 45. Tonight, chance of rain or snow, snow likely after midnight, little or no accumulation though, low near 30 degrees. For Sunday, snow during the day, possible accumulation around an inch or so, colder, high near 35. And for Sunday night, snow likely, chance of snow after midnight, light accumulation possible, low near 24. Right now it's 41.
Live coverage of Galesburg boys basketball is brought to you by Pratty Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, Monmouth, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street. Building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary. Bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. By Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Gold Fine and Bowls. Experience that wins in Galesburg and Peoria. And now the WGIL broadcast team of Mike Perry and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Well, let's bring you the starting lineups for tonight's game. Galesburg, the home team on the board. Morton, the visitors, under head coach Steve Shupp. Their lineup at one guard, a freshman, 6'2", Will Hayden. Another guard, Tate Anderson, a 5'10" junior. Three forward look, Eric Weibel, a 6'5" junior. Second forward, brother Kevin Weibel, a 6'7" senior. And across the front line, Cody Anderson rounds it out. He's a 6'5" senior. Galesburg's lineup the same as last night under head coach Mike Reynolds. At the point guard position, Dalton Davis, a 6-foot sophomore. The other guard spot, Brandon Thompson, a 6-foot sophomore. The front line, Victor Davis, a 6'4" junior, 9 points, 11 rebounds last night. Tanner Libby, 6'5" senior, a 15-point effort last night. And 6'3" senior, Caleb Weaver, 1 point and 10 rebounds. Four of his Silver Streaks last night. Brandon Thompson did not score. Dalton Davis reached double figures with 10 points. And, of course, we expect to see a lot of guys come off that bench, use 10 guys. Last night, led by a weapon in Bailey Ricketts coming off the bench and Pierce Ferguson. Mike Reynolds said the guards will be the key to the game. We'll see if that happens to be the case. And we'll see if Morton can hang quickness. Not only are they strong, they can move the basketball, and they're very fast. So we'll see if the tempo moves.
Well, and based on last night, you might say, well, this is the championship game because both of these teams won last night. But we found out in these early season round robins, mm-hmm. What team you see on the court one game may not be the one that comes out the next.
Saw Glenwood play today. They
yeah.
played outstanding.
They
looked real good. Dunlap looked bad.
They looked real lethargic today. And not the same team that we played last night. So anybody's guess here, these teams seem to match up real well. I think I like our guard play a little mm-hmm. bit better maybe than Morton's, but we'll find out, and hopefully the streaks can open up 2-0.
Kevin Weibel, Victor Davis to jump center. The official with the basketball. I'm looking for Mike Bromley. I don't see him. Tip is in the air and controlled by the Potters of Morton. They'll give it to their freshman point guard, Will Hayden. He's working against Brandon Thompson. Right-hand bounce on the right wing. The pass goes inside. Hayden with the shot. No good. Rebound out of bounds. It hits the line. It was Weibel who took the shot pass from Hayden and out of bounds off the hands of Eric Weibel. Galesburg the basketball, and here is the 1-2-2 three-quarter court press. Dalton Davis works with Brandon Thompson to break it. They get it across. Victor Davis now free throw line area. Careful, almost shuffled the feet. Brandon Thompson now with it on the right wing. Guarded out there by Tate Anderson. Down the left side, it goes to Libby. Baseline down low. Davis working. Shot blocked, but it was picked up. And look what Caleb Weaver found. And he puts in a basket. Good start for Caleb Weaver, and the streaks are on top 1-0.
Guards did a nice job when they came out against that 1-2-2, made short work of it, and then got into our offense. That was a real nice opening possession.
A nice help side defense by Victor Davis. They had a man cutting through the lane from left to right, Kevin Weibel, and Davis got in there, knocked the basketball away. So they'll trigger from underneath. Cody Anderson gets it up top to Eric Weibel. He goes to brother Kevin. Now with it up top, Cody Anderson. A lot of motion in this Morton offense. Down the lane, shot blocked by Weaver. Loose on the floor. Brandon Thompson picks it up. Good interior defense by the Silver Streaks. Dalton Davis back the other way, and a charge is called. He really had no advantage. Put his head down, and he picks up the foul on the turnover.
It really forced the issue. No argument with that call that time. You know, back on the other end, the freshman point guard we talked about for Morton goes in. Tried to do a little double pump underneath. When you're as small as he is, you can get your shot blocked from behind. That's exactly what Weaver did. He reached from behind and got him.
Working on Davis is Anderson. No good, but he's going to shoot two. Cody Anderson sealed off Davis on the right block. Davis got a piece of the arm, and to the free throw line goes Anderson. 6:45 in the first quarter, 2-0 Galesburg. Second team foul on the Silver Streaks, and there were a ton of fouls last night. Free throw Anderson, good. 2-1 Streaks.
Well, Morton has the biggest player here, and that's Kevin Weibel, a senior, 6'7".
Anderson missed the second free throw, and Dalton Davis comes out with the rebound for the Streaks. And again, the 1-2-2, they'll play it even off of a miss. They'll pick him up at half court. Galesburg so far so good, breaking that. Down on the right side, Libby, foot on the line for three. It's off the front of the iron, no good. High for the rebound is Eric Weibel, his second carom of the game. So Morton looks to take the lead, down 2-1. We've played a minute and a half. Free throw line area, Hayden gets it out. Working on the left side, he goes to the basket, shot. Oh, it spins around, does it count? No.
Yep, there'll be a foul on the floor against Dalton Davis. That'll be his second,
wow.
So look for him to make
Ricketts
an exit
maybe
here.
Off the bench. Nope, going to get Pierce Ferguson in off the bench, and two quick fouls on Dalton Davis. It is a non-shooting situation, so in comes Ferguson. And triggering in for Morton, Eric Weibel. He has the ball now in the high post. Turnaround jumper, no, and a foul is called already. A lot of fouls being called in this game. Galesburg cannot do that. Libby picks it up.
Yeah,
fourth
up,
already.
Yeah, we opened up last night with five quick fouls. And as last night turned out, it ended up being a foul fest on both sides.
Sure was. Weibel's free throw, good.
Galesburg was just horrible for the first half of free throw shooting last night, then got a little bit better as the game went along.
Second free throw by hands out on him, and nobody blocked out.
Wow.
The little guy, Tate Anderson. Another shot. This one Anderson takes from 17. No good. An offensive rebound by Eric Weibel. Another chance for Morton. Up top, driving down the lane. Hayden out on the right side. The freshman shoots at Anderson. No on the baseline. And another offensive rebound. Inside the pass goes. Shot up no good by Cody Anderson. And Caleb Weaver there for Morton. Couldn't convert. Down the lane. A pass to Weaver when he was not in a good position to catch it. A turnover, Galesburg. Back the other way. Fake and fade. Shoot. Tate Anderson makes the layup. Nice look away by him. And Morton takes the lead 4-2.
That was a bad minute of basketball
sure
on
was.
Both ends for Galesburg. The players aren't going to like sitting in the film room watching that with the coaches.
No. Ferguson gets it in the front court. Victor Davis, Morton a 4-2 lead, 5:25 to go. First quarter, Libby with it on the right wing. Looking inside, finds Weaver. He loses the basketball. Went to put it on the floor, don't need to do it. They stripped it away from him. Three turnovers on the Streaks. Sloppy start, fouls and turnovers. Up top with the ball, Tate Anderson. He is not afraid to pull the trigger, a left-hander. He is a junior. And now a whistle underneath. His bodies go tumbling down, and Libby has a reaction like it was on him. It was Eric Weibel who hit the deck. So now Libby picks up his second foul. This is not a good start for the Streaks whatsoever. Bailey Ricketts coming in off the bench, hacking like crazy.
Initially, Garnett got up, and then Coach Reynolds said, no, no, I want Ricketts, so we'll go with the three guards here, a little smaller, quicker lineup. A lot of pressure now on Davis and Weaver, though, because Morton big down low. They've got to hold their own in there.
Good read by Libby, and in fact, he knocked it off of the foot of Tate Anderson, who thought for a moment he had an outlet to the basket. It was cut off by Weaver. Ball went off his shoe, so a turnover on Morton there second. Pierce Ferguson lobs it across to Brandon Thompson. Gets it across now. Weaver driving on the left baseline. Skips it across Ferguson. Ball fake down the lane. Shot up. Hits nothing. Rebound Weaver. He can't control it. Victor Davis gets it. He's fouled. Boy, it's like a hot potato in there. Nobody can hang on to it. But Victor Davis comes out with a rebound. Chance to score from the line. Eric Weibel picks up the foul. Nope, Kevin Weibel. Two Weibels. Davis free throw, good.
We saw a lot of this last night. We'll see a lot of it in every game of this tournament. As we said, these teams have a lot of guys in the 6'4", 6'5 neighborhood. Nobody finishes real well around the basket, and they're all contending each other so hard in there. Everything's ugly in the paint because you got so many guys battling so hard, and now we've got a carry call against the freshman Hayden and a turnover for Morton.
That's their third. Both teams have committed three. Galesburg tied with Morton, 4:45 to go. Brandon Thompson gets the inbounds pass, and he sizes up the Morton 1-2-2 zone. Cross courts it to Ferguson, back to Thompson. They're at the top of the key, sizing up the zone, really packing it inside. Ball kicked out of bounds by Morton's Hayden. Almost came up here.
Good early season test for Galesburg to face a zone with some big men underneath, because that's the thing that we worry about with the Streaks is their lack of perimeter shooting. And, Coach Reynolds said that Morton reminds him of Lincoln, who's had great success doing that and playing games in the 40-point range for years. And Silver Streaks will probably be hard-pressed to put up 71 points here today.
Yeah, I'd be surprised. Thompson with it now on the right wing. And the top of that zone, they stick to 6'5", Eric Weibel. So long arms, trying to make all the passes difficult, really plugging up the middle. And they're working it across the perimeter. Pierce Ferguson now. Right of the circle, Brandon Thompson, high post pass to Weaver, down to Davis, puts it on the floor, muscles to the basket, draws the foul. Again, putting that ball on the floor when they don't need to, it's a common thing you see with post players, and it invites a turnover, but Davis strong enough to get the shot off and draw the foul. And it was a foul committed by Tate Anderson. Davis 2 of 2 from the line.
And you see it a lot with post players that aren't confident in their short jump shot. Because, Victor could have, that's probably, 5-6 feet to the basket. If you're comfortable with that shot, you just go straight up with it. But we don't have anybody in that category that's really confident in that shot, and so they do put it on the floor hoping to get an angle to the basket.
Victor Davis, 4 of 4 from the free throw line. Galesburg leads it 6-4. 4:05 to go, first half. Left side, Tate Anderson loses the basketball, stolen away. Here comes Ferguson on the breakout, and a smart reach-in foul, honestly, by Kevin Weibel. Well, not smart because he has two fouls, but smart to stop the transition. That was a layup waiting to happen, but if I'm right about second foul on him, that's not so good.
Yeah, we said Galesburg had a bad minute of basketball there, and now Morton's had three straight turnovers and three straight fouls.
Ball is in the hands of Davis inside. He tried to muscle that one up, nothing doing there. Rebound Kevin Weibel.
Shot's just coming out of his hands flat.
It is. I like the idea of attacking Weibel, though, with two fouls, and Coach Shupp's got a decision to make whether to leave him in or not. That's going to affect him greatly. He had a big game last night. Spinning on the wing, the freshman Will Hayden. Down on the baseline, 15-foot jumper by Weibel. Eric Weibel knocks it home. He's got 3 in the ball game. We're tied at 6, third tie of the game. Low scoring first quarter, 3:24 to play. Galesburg with the ball, the home white uniforms. Bailey Ricketts driving baseline cutoff. Inside Weaver, he puts it on the floor. Scoop shot, made it! I do not know how he got that up there with the left hand, but he did. He's got 4 in the game. Galesburg reclaims the lead. They're finding the seams. Just got to quit putting it on the floor. Hands are moving everywhere. Left wing back up top now. Here's a long jumper put up by Hayden. He swished a 3 up top.
Boy, we keep running into these guys that hit the long threes.
They lead.
Dunlap that shot so well last night couldn't do much of anything in that first game today against Glenwood.
Morton a 9-8 lead, 2:45 to go. A little trouble breaking this time. Weaver does get it down to Ricketts. He drives baseline, jump stop. He is knocked to the floor almost. No foul called, block shot. Now the ball loose. Weaver recovers it, top of the key, Ferguson. All the way to the left side. Victor Davis puts it on the floor. Drives by a man, loses the basketball. Are they going to bail him out with a foul?
They're going to call a charge.
Charge on Davis, totally out of control. And that is already team foul at the 2:32 mark. They're trying to make too much happen, and now Davis with two fouls. So Davis, Libby, and Dalton Davis, two fouls apiece. Here comes Brian Garnett off the bench. Had a nice game last night. And they have Kevin Weibel with two fouls, and they take him out of the game, and they bring in Tyler Lundin, a 6'5 sophomore.
You know, Brian Garnett usually gets a foul or two within the first minute or two he's on the court. We'll see if he holds off on this possession.
Also, Drake Taphorn in the ball game, a 6-foot junior for Morton. Right wing, Weibel, a terrible pass in the post. Oh, and that's why it looked bad, because Garnett was back there to push him right out of the way. Looked like a pass that was airmailed, and that man didn't move mysteriously. He was shoved. So Garnett picks up the first foul. We were talking about him. A little Rodman-esque.
Oh, now we've
and
got
then he gets throw up a technical foul already on Mike Reynolds or on the bench. Maybe Al Dennison. So it's on the Galesburg bench. So here's the situation, 2:19 to go first quarter. Both teams really struggling offensively. A 9-8 Morton lead. Mike Reynolds says, all right, we're going to take a timeout and get this settled. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll hang on to it here. He wants an explanation from the ref. He says, hey, is the tee on me? What's going on? So Morton with a 9-8 lead. They're going to end up going to the free throw line. Galesburg in some foul trouble. Dalton Davis, Victor Davis, two apiece. Tanner Libby, two.
Now Mike Reynolds still there getting the explanation from the official who's laying down the law on whatever the case was. Last night I was told that the technical that was on Tanner Libby that we couldn't figure out is for laughing.
Oh, that's a reason to call it, T.
Yeah, that guy was...
Yeah, he was angry.
Last night was carried
very
away.
Very sour man.
And but he's not on this crew.
Thank goodness. We'll see Brownlee later, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I know we will. We can't go through a game at Dunlap without him. Uh-oh, Mike Reynolds is taking off the coat. What did he say last night? He doesn't usually take the coat off?
Yeah. It was hotter it's in here last night than it is now.
Tyler Lundin shooting the technical. His shot rolls in. So he comes off the bench and makes it Morton a 10-8 lead. One more for Lundin. He fires away and made it. Unlike yesterday, both teams knocking the free throws through. 11-8 Potters. And then... that was for the foul, and now we've got the left-hander Tate Anderson. He switches a free throw. They're going to get 4 points, maybe more out of this. 12-8 Morton.
Oh, he's got nice form.
He's got a nice shot.
He's not going to miss many.
Very easy stroke, follows through. 4 points for Anderson, 13-8 Morton.
And they get the
basketball.
They've
scored seven in a row.
Boy, what a costly trip. It looked initially like a turnover against Morton. Now they've gotten 4 points and the ball back, and they lead by four. Make that five.
There's some adversity to answer right here. Down low, a man frees open. Tyler Lundin escaped, and he lays it in. And Morton on a 9-0 run leads 15-8. All of a sudden, they look real good. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Galesburg needing a basket. And it's Ricketts driving baseline. There's a touch foul called on Morton. We'll get one back here. Man beaten off the dribble, and it is called on Lundin. So Morton commits its fourth foul.
Well, and I think through these first couple of games, we're learning what we knew was that Galesburg would be a physical team. I mean, they've got physical kids, plus Mike Reynolds is that type of coach. Mm-hmm. However, I think we've taken it a little too far. We cannot be putting teams in the bonus halfway through the first period all year. We're going to have a tough season.
Well, and I got a feeling Morton can knock down free throws. They got some guys who can... broke it,
right.
So
we
don't want to give away
last
points.
Night. Yeah.
Garnett trapped on the baseline, and he dumps it inside. Weaver somehow gets it to Ricketts. He puts up a wild shot off the glass. No good. He was looking for a foul, just looking to save contact. And Morton saves the basketball from going out of bounds. So the Potter is a big lead.
Yeah, that's not a ball you want Weaver to give up. You want him to take that shot up rather than throw it back out to Ricketts.
My gosh, and they called a foul on Garnett. As Lundin was driving baseline left side, he simply cut him off, stuck his foot out of bounds. A minimal amount of contact, and they call Garnett for his second foul. I'm just amazed at the touch fouls that's been called in the first two games.
Well, and again, in as many possessions.
Unbelievable.
Brian's come in, first two possessions, two fouls on Brian.
They'll come in with Matt McClain, a 6'1 junior. Lane's free throw, he's been tough already coming in off the bench, and he's been a factor with 5 points.
Yeah,
Morton's run continues, 16-8.
We will get blown out here today if we don't cool the fouls. Morton just shoots free throws too well.
Galesburg led 8-6, and it's a 10-0 run. Free throw up. Good. Yeah, they're making them all day. It's 17-8, Morton. Galesburg's got to snap this run. They get it across. Turnover's not really been a problem. Getting good shots has been. And fouls. Up to the circle, Ferguson. To the right now, Chad Thompson checking into the game. 6'5", sophomore for Galesburg. Up top, three on the way, Brandon Thompson. No good. Not a very good shot. Rebound pulled out by Tate Anderson. Can get that shot anytime. They'll pull from three. Good! Wow! And a timeout on the floor. Drake Taphorn knocks down a three for Morton. 14-0 run for the Potters. They lead 20-8. We'll take the break as well. 56 seconds to go first quarter. Galesburg in trouble, down 12. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Win a gift basket of Christmas from WGIL.
You know, Santa Claus and ho, ho, ho.
Hi, this is Terry Cavanaugh.
And Jim Lee from the WGIL Morning News.
We have Christmas all wrapped up in beautiful gift baskets this holiday season.
You can register to win one of these gift baskets by signing up at participating sponsors.
You'll find a sponsor list and details at WGIL.com.
You must sign up at a participating store to win their basket, like Berkland Drugs on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Win a gift basket of Christmas from WGIL. Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
56 seconds to go first quarter. Galesburg on the wrong side of a 14-0 Morton run. 20-8. Mike Reynolds just lit into his team.
The players were on the wrong side of an angry head coach who had no X's and O's there, but threw down the clipboard and let him have it. Aired it out.
He most certainly did. Let's see if they respond. He said play through it. They didn't do it that time. Bad pass on the baseline. Turnover. Morton back the other way, and then they turn it over. A travel in the front court as they tried to pull up for a jumper on the right wing. It was Drake Taphorn who just hit a big three that turned it over. Five turnovers on the Potters. It is Joe Mangieri for the streak. So it's Dalton Davis, Victor Davis, Joe Mangieri, Chad Thompson, and Tanner Libby on the floor for Galesburg. 30 seconds to go first half. Chad Thompson fires a long three right side.
We need that.
That was a no-no, yes. That was a huge basket. 2011, that snaps the run.
I think he's put Thompson and Mangieri in here in hopes of getting some perimeter shooting.
I think
to get
you're exactly right.
This.
An offensive foul the other way. Oh, the tide turns a little bit. Maybe Taphorn. I'm trying to. Yep. He got a little physical. His first foul. So now five team fouls on Morton. 17 seconds to go. See if Galesburg can put a little run together at the end of the quarter.
Well, we're 12 rows up from the coach, but there's a ball loose on the floor.
Boy, Tanner Libby tried to force one in the post to Davis. Nothing doing. Galesburg fortunate to get this ball back. He just fired it in one-handed in the post, and that was a very dangerous pass and sloppy.
One thing Reynolds said at the timeout, I heard him yell, play defense like you're supposed to.
That's right.
No reaching, no shoving and pushing. He wants him physical, but you can take that too far, and that's
Absolutely.
Exactly what we've done.
Well, he's got a couple guys on the floor with two fouls, three guys on the floor with two fouls. He told them, play through it. Thompson gets another shot on the baseline. Left-hander spins this one in and out. No good. Taphorn in the rebound. He is obviously in to shoot the basketball. Here's a long jumper with time expiring. Top of the key. Morton no good. And after one, Morton on top of the Silver Streaks, 20-11, fueled by a 14-zip run. Galesburg, some work to do. We're back with the second quarter in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL.
Pratty Insurance in Galesburg and Pekin Insurance are offering a revolutionary return-of-premium term life insurance policy that offers a money-back guarantee. Here's how it works. Your beneficiary receives a death benefit if you die, but if you live, Pekin Insurance will give you back all the premiums you have paid. No questions asked. It's available with affordable guarantee level premium for periods of 20 or 30 years. Don't hesitate to visit your local Pekin Insurance agency, Pratty Insurance, today.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry. And we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Jim Wyman. The Galesburg girls basketball team meets Metamora on Monday night at 7:30. I'll be on the air with the pregame show at 7:10 here on WGIL.
Back at Dunlap, beginning of the second quarter. Morton got the ball, got shot in close, could not make it. Chad Thompson, the rebound over his back. The foul was called on Eric Weibel. 16 fouls on Morton. Galesburg shoots the rest of the way. Olivia, nice drive on the baseline. Crimp the shot. Strong, they say he walked, but I like the aggressiveness there. He's going to have to play hard, and they're going to have to get more physical with this team, but without the fouls.
Yeah, a solid move by Libby, but he just kind of jammed that ball up there between the backboard and the rim. Didn't get it up high enough. Victor there for the rebound, but not the payback.
And getting past his man, Tate Anderson, pull-up jumper, free throw line. Mangieri gambled for a steal. Anderson made him pay. Anderson now with six in the ball game. Morton, a 22-11 lead. It's their biggest lead of the game. No, that's not true. They led by 12. Galesburg looking to reduce this margin. Up top, Dalton Davis with the basketball. Morton, very formidable, really clogging up that middle. Galesburg's not really been suckered into too many outside shots. Nice feed from Mangieri and Delibby. You got to call that. You're going to call the tic-tac fouls out on the perimeter. He got hammered, and they do. It was a late whistle. Libby to the line to shoot two. Kevin Weibel just picked up his third foul, and I just do not understand why he's in the game for Morton. But then again, Libby's in there. Davis is both in there with two fouls apiece. Coach is going with their horses. Libby's free throw good. Galesburg 5 of 5.
Now, this will be a nice opportunity for Galesburg with Kevin Weibel. I would guess he'll have to sit down the rest of the half.
No question.
The 6'7 senior. And so if Galesburg's going to get back into this, this quarter is the time to get it done.
Boy, a different team at the line tonight. 22-13, 6 of 6, the Silver Streaks. Let's see if they can clamp down on this defensive end. Mangieri guarding the ball handler, Tate Anderson. High post pass to Lundin. Nothing down low. Puts it on the floor. Gets around Libby. Shot off the glass. Good. Lundin's tough.
Yeah, they've got some other nice players. I really like their guard, Tate Anderson. He does a lot of things well. Can get up and rebound, even though he's only 5'10". And I don't think we'll see him miss a free throw.
Oh, Chad Thompson, a dangerous skip pass, trying to get it the other way. And that's going to be a foul on Joe Mangieri going over the back, trying to get the basketball that was stolen away by Will Hayden.
Yeah, and that's not Mangieri's fault. That's just a bad decision by Thompson to try and throw that thing a soft pass high over the top.
Yep, and you send them to the line. Hayden with 3 points in the game. Morton from the line in the game, 8 of 10. So an 11-point lead very well could be 13 in just a second. Hayden's free throw, good.
Alan, word will get out if things don't improve here in this game. You know, zone up Galesburg.
Absolutely. Second free throw by Hayden, nothing but net. He has 5 in the ball game, and Morton now with their biggest lead, 26-13. 6:27 to go. Loose ball up. Davis comes up with it. Now he loses control of it, and Morton gets the basketball. 7 turnovers on the Streaks, and Morton's going to slow it down. Here comes Pierce Ferguson back in the game. Nothing going right for the Streaks right now. Dish inside, turnaround jumper. The post partially blocked as Anderson put it up. Victor Davis the rebound. Good post defense there. Galesburg got to get a score. Looked very tentative against this zone. Dalton Davis trying to break through. He gets the ball slapped from behind. Stolen away. Davis struggling in this game. Hayden back the other way. Mangieri fouled him. Second foul on Mangieri.
Our ball handling's been terrible the last minute plus.
That's a fact.
Thompson has had a mistake. 2 by Mangieri and 1 there even from Dalton Davis, who got poked away from behind. And we're not even able to get into the offense right now.
Free throw. This one short by Hayden. His first miss of the game.
And seeing that, here comes Ricketts.
Some guards, Ricketts and Ferguson. Out goes Chad Thompson. He gets a little instruction.
Last night, Ricketts and Ferguson were very effective against the man. But against this zone, they really haven't gotten much done in their playing time so far here today.
Hayden splits the 2 free throws, 27-13. Potters build on their biggest lead of the game. And Ferguson and Davis play catch in the backcourt. And just Bailey Ricketts just took his eye off the ball as Davis threw it to him. Wow. 9 turnovers. He's going to come out right now, and I honestly don't blame Coach Mike Reynolds for doing it. You got to get your head in the game. Bailey Ricketts outstanding last night. He's struggling tonight. Nothing against the young man, just struggling. Way up top, Libby trying to hawk the ball handler. Lundin about got the basketball, but they get it into the hands of Hayden. He drives down the lane. Nice feed down low, faking, shooting, making. A nice play, Cody Anderson the basket, Morton running away. 29-13 Potters. Back the other way, Galesburg with it. They're getting spanked right now. Pass from Libby to Libby by Dalton Davis, who also is really having a rough afternoon. And it is Ricketts going out, Brandon Thompson in. So it's Ferguson, Brandon Thompson, Dalton Davis, Victor Davis, and Tanner Libby on the floor for the Streaks, down 16 with 5:20 to go in the first half. And Dalton Davis just nonchalantly chased that ball down, and Eric Weibel about took it away. Davis up top again. It's a 1-2-2 zone. Baseline, Brandon Thompson thought about shooting it. Boy, they're struggling to get the ball out. Back up top with it is Dalton Davis. Goes back to Ferguson. Nobody really looking inside. Victor Davis trying to work the high post to get free. They've got a man on him. Davis needs that three. It's short, and he gets his own rebound. Good follow by Dalton Davis, and they'll try it again with 4:48 to go. Down 16. Pierce Ferguson up top. Back to Dalton Davis. Back to Ferguson, right of the circle. Brandon Thompson, three right side. It's short. Rebound in the hands of Eric Weibel. No confidence right now. 29-13 Morton. And Weaver's going to check back in just a moment. Pass on the right wing to Anderson, down to Lundin, cutting the lane. Missed a layup. Was contended. Rebound into the hands of Libby. Back the other way of the Streaks. They cannot get a transition hoop whatsoever. Morton has done a fantastic job getting back. It is Thompson left to the circle now. They're daring him to shoot the three. He doesn't. Back to Davis. Back to Thompson. He will shoot this one. It's no good off the back of the iron. Rebound, though, taken out by Pierce Ferguson. And this time, Libby's ball swatted away on the wing, stolen away. Here comes Morton back the other way. Weibel missed the layup. Gave him a break. Libby gets the rebound. Another chance for the Streaks. Got to snap another run. Victor Davis with it now, top of the key. Hands it to Brandon Thompson. Thompson ice cold shooting. Libby with it. Left baseline. Just nonchalantly. Boy, he wanted a foul, and he's got to come out of the game.
Two in a row. Bad turnovers in that corner.
11 now on the Streaks. Looking really out of sync right now. 3:30 to go first half, trailing 29-13. Morton, fallback jumper. Anderson, free throw line, pushing underneath. If that's Davis, that's his third. Dalton Davis, I believe. Yep, picks up his third.
Very frustrated.
Nothing can go right now.
Frustrated team right now. Their body language is saying bad
defeated
things.
Yeah.
Reminds me of last year many times. Mm-hmm. And they've got to be able to bounce back when they're down and play through things, as Coach Reynolds is saying. And they've got a chance to maybe cut this thing down and get back into this by halftime, or they can just get blown out. And right now,
if they keep moving more to the
free throw line, they're just going to get blown out.
It's not even close.
And, you know, honestly, we said coming into the season we're strong underneath, but can we shoot the ball? Obviously, the question being answered today here is no. We've got nothing from the perimeter.
And another technical foul's been called. This time, Libby picks it up, so a couple of mistakes, and then he goes over there and picks up a tee, and you just can't do that. You just cannot do that. And Mike Reynolds wants to know what's going on. I mean, it's gone from bad to worse. So now Morton a chance to go up 20. And with that, Libby's going to pick up a third foul.
Boy, just give them more free throws and the ball
they're
back.
They're going to win this game in first half alone. They missed the free throw.
Well, I knew Morton would be tough, and I thought this would be a tough battle, but I had no idea we would be this flat. This has been really an embarrassing half of basketball here.
Tap Warren, second free throw, or rather the first free throw on the technical is good. Yeah, I'm stunned. Thompson back into the game for the Streaks, 31-13. Morton, 3:27 to go. Tap Warren, another free throw here, can make it a 19-point game for Morton. Free throw on the way, missed that one. Leaving the door slightly ajar.
Yeah. One of those games where you're glad you've got another game tonight, because we've
absolutely, you got to play through this.
Find
one.
A way to redeem ourselves. I mean, this one isn't over yet, but if we don't turn it up several notches, it will be soon.
It will be soon, no doubt about it. Up top with the basketball, just in the game, Austin Bowler, a 6'4 junior. He's got it on the right wing. Hawk by Ricketts, down on the baseline, gives to Lundin. Lundin guarded closely by Chad Thompson. Chad Thompson, long arms, keeping him at bay, running around. Ricketts driving to the basket, shot missed by Bowler, and the rebound into the hands of Chad Thompson. So they got the stop, got to have a basket. It has been a long time since Galesburg scored. Chad Thompson up top, shoots the three. This one off the right side of the iron, no good. And the basketball, fouled in the backcourt by Bailey Ricketts. Wow. The rebound came to Cody Anderson, and a foul 700 feet from the basket.
Boy, Morton's discipline fundamentals just killing the Silver Streaks right now.
A lot of the old habits, you're right, showing up. Taphorn going back to the free throw line for two. He has 4 points in the game, one of two from the line. First is on the way. Good.
Alan Morton doing this, increasing their lead with their 6'7 senior Weibel on the bench. That's what's especially concerning.
At a 14-0 run and now an 11-zip run as he makes the second free throw as well. 33-13, all Morton. Galesburg with the basketball, 2:43 to go in the first half. Bailey Ricketts driving baseline, skips it out. Ferguson looks for a three, got it. Boy, oh boy, needed that in the worst way. Every basket is gold at this point. 33-16 and a whistle now as Morton tries to inbound the ball.
First field goal of the second quarter for the Silver
Streaks. Right.
First basket we've had since Chad Thompson made that three.
You're right, the first quarter. You're right. 5 points in the quarter for Galesburg. 33-16. Down low into Lundeen, working on Thompson. Thompson, long arm, did affect the shot. Ball tipped out of bounds. Galesburg will get it. So Thompson, with his length in there, is causing some problems defensively. Trying to get a couple more shots to go down. Galesburg, a chance to eat closer. 2:20 to go in the first half. Still a lot of time. 1-2-2 zone press here by Morton. Got to turn this around somehow. You can get this thing to win, then even 11 at halftime. You got a chance. Ferguson to Brandon Thompson. Finds Chad Thompson down the middle. Ball tipped out of bounds. Well read by Cody Anderson. Secondary break in the half court. Galesburg will keep it 2:08 to play first half, 33-16. Silver Streaks basketball brought to you by Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision. Inbounds to Bailey Ricketts out on the right wing. Up top, Brandon Thompson. Brandon and Chad Thompson both in the game. Up top, Pierce Ferguson just hit a three a moment ago. Ricketts right baseline, skips it across to Ferguson. He wants to pull the trigger, too much traffic there. To Ferguson, he'll shoot it this time, top of the key, off the back of the rim. Got to follow the shot, didn't do it. And the rebound taken by Matt McLean. They've played a lot of guys. Down low, Lundeen, shot blocked by Weaver. Weaver comes out of there with the basketball, and then Galesburg gives it right back, stolen away by Cody Anderson.
8 turnovers in the second quarter.
Wow.
For Galesburg, 12 for the half.
Just 5 for Morton as they've taken good care of the basketball. And again, their 6'7 player on the bench, and they lead by 17 comfortably. On the right baseline, skipping it across, Lundeen gives it over. Taphorn, 3 right wing. This one's way off the mark. Traced down by Bailey Ricketts on the baseline. Back the other way, nice transition, and Ferguson missed a point-blank layup. Rebound, Lundeen. Morton back the other way in transition. Easy basket laid in by Austin Bowler. 35-16, Morton, 58 seconds to go in the first half. And Brandon Thompson gets it. Just no urgency to break this press. I know they're trying to size it up. But you got a lot of points to make up right now. Ferguson with it now on the left wing. Crosses it over to Brandon Thompson. Now he stands top of the key. Left of a circle. Now on the left side. 3 on the way. Ricketts, air ball. Rebound, Weaver, put back good. Big basket by Caleb Weaver. 4 rebounds to go along with his 6 points. 35-18. Oh, to be a fly on the wall at halftime. Taphorn back the other way.
I think the fly is in trouble.
Yeah. Taphorn, a lazy pass with the right hand, tried to dump it down in the post. Victor Davis, Brian Garnett in the ball game. Chad Thompson going out. Who else? It's going to be Caleb Weaver going out. They're going to come back in with Tate Anderson. Adam Kumpf going to get his first action. So they played 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 guys. 24 seconds to go. Ball inbounded to Voller, who just scored a moment ago. Bounce down low, bad pass, stolen away by Ferguson. Coast to coast he goes. Terrible shot, but he gets the block. 3-on-1, he took it to the man guarding him. One hand shot off the backboard, but he's going to go to the line.
They'll have to reset the clock. It ran about 2 seconds off after the foul call. But, you know, you talked about being a fly on the wall at halftime, and, yeah, the players are going to get chewed out. But I don't think it's all their fault. I don't think this coaching staff really had this team prepared for this zone because we have lost all of our aggressiveness for all the way up the court against the press.
Different team, you're right.
And against, because, you know, if you don't have good shooters, you've got to find another way to get inside and get something done against that zone. And, obviously, we're not shooting the ball well. We've got to come up with another plan and execute it to get back in this game because we just have nobody on the court outside of maybe – the guy at the line right now, Ferguson, that's attacking the basket at all.
Mm-hmm. That's key. Got to attack. And then when you get the ball inside, quit putting it on the floor. how many times that ball gets knocked around. Ferguson with a chance at the line. Free throw made it. That's the one thing they've done right tonight, today rather, is make free throws. Haven't missed one yet. Ferguson with 4 points in the game, 35-19, Morton's lead. Second by Ferguson is on the way, way short. Rebound, oh. Bowler is popped from behind by Victor Davis. That was not a smart foul. He picks up his third, reaching over the top.
A hustle play, but not a smart play at all by Victor that
smart.
Time.
Love and the kid to death, but that's just not smart.
He'll probably come out as Chad Thompson set to come back in.
So 16 seconds to go in a dismal first half, 35-19 Morton. Voller at the free throw line, has a bucket in the ballgame. Bends the knees, fires away, nice looking shot, spun out on him.
You know, what we thought was going to be four pretty close ball games again today. So far, the first game was a blowout, as it turned out, as Dunlap got beat handily by Glenwood, 50-31.
Bowler's second free throw. Do you believe they've shot 22 free throws in the first half?
I believe it.
That's hard for me to comprehend after last night. 36-19. Galesburg trying to get a hoop before the half ends. It is Brandon Thompson, right side. Ricketts puts it on the floor, dumps it down low. Bad pass to Garnett. Goes off his feet. He had no chance at that ball. Bailey Ricketts, as good as he played last night, has been that bad tonight.
Nine turnovers now on the streaks in the period.
Quickly up the other way, Morton with it. A running jumper over Thompson's outstretched hands by Tate Anderson. And finally, a very bad half comes to an end. Galesburg, a lot of work to do if they're going to make any noise in this ballgame at all. 36-19, Galesburg trailing Morton. We'll total up the numbers and bring those to you at the half. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Win a gift basket of Christmas from WGIL.
You know, Santa Claus and ho, ho, ho.
Hi, this is Terry Cavanaugh.
And Jim Lee from the WGIL Morning News.
We have Christmas all wrapped up in beautiful gift baskets this holiday season.
You can register to win one of these gift baskets by signing up at participating sponsors.
You'll find a sponsor list and details at WGIL.com.
You must sign up at a participating store to win their basket, like Merle Norman on East Main Street in Galesburg.
Win a gift basket of Christmas from WGIL.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision. Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville, and by James Norton Allstate on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You're in good hands with Allstate.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, it's Chaz Pig from WGIL reminding you to take part in a Knox County holiday tradition on Wednesday, December 3rd at Lake Story Pavilion. It's the annual Daddy-Daughter Candyland Ball from 6 to 8 p.m. for 5 to 12-year-olds. Registration is on a first-come, first-served basis. Get the details at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL. Live coverage of Galesburg boys basketball continues with first half stats and reaction from Streaks assistant coach Al Dennison. It's the Silver Streaks Halftime Show on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
At the half, it is all Morton, leading Galesburg 36-19. Have outplayed Galesburg in every phase of the game. The new coming in, they were going to face the 1-2-2. They've not been able to shoot the basketball. They've not been able to take care of the basketball. And as a result, they find themselves down, lost composure, a couple of technical fouls in the first half, and just have not shown well in a game that, boy, expectations were a whole lot higher. I don't know how else to put it. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. It's been a poor performance, to say the least, in the first half. We'll take a look at some halftime numbers, as ugly as they are, brought to you by Goldfine and Bowles.
Well, and you're right, Mike, in the fact that what we've seen last night, we felt like was kind of the start of a new era. Tonight it was just, or this afternoon, it's a complete step back to what we've seen the last couple of years. I mean, bad shooting, bad ball handling, bad attitude
right.
on a
no
couple
doubt.
Of cases. and stupid play. You know, guys just making dumb fouls and not moving their feet, and I'm sure they're hearing all that and more in the locker room. So, you know, I guess you're not going to change things overnight when, you know, when all of us develop a certain way of doing things and react a certain way to adversity or fail to react. That's going to always going to try and come back and haunt you. And, boy, that's been the case for the Silver Streaks here against a decent Morton team, but sure no juggernaut here today. They're just playing a solid zone defense and just making us look awful. Galesburg just 5 of 19 from the field, 2 of 10 in the second quarter, and no attack against that zone defense at all. Meanwhile, Morton shooting, not great. They're 9 out of 22 from the field, but making up for it as we've put them at the free throw line time and again in the first half. Rebounds, after having 29 at halftime last night, Silver Streak settling for 13 boards here and only 5 offensive rebounds in this one. Last night we just pounded Dunlap after missing shot after shot. We just get second, third, and fourth chances and finally get it done. Meanwhile, Morton 13 team rebounds, so things pretty well even in that area. An area where it's not even, ball handling. Morton's done a nice job. They've had 6 turnovers, only 1 in the second quarter, but the Silver Streaks piling up with 13, 9 in that second quarter, including 3 or 4 trips in a row where we never even much got past half court. And really, almost every guard that played, you could hang a star for bad performance on their ball handling, because it's been pretty well spread around. And then we've got it down in the corners a few times. Thompson and Libby twice in a row had trouble clearing the ball back out. So everybody shares the blame here at halftime. It's pretty ugly.
Individually, looking at the numbers, 5 have cracked the scoring column for the Silver Streaks. Caleb Weaver leading the way with 6 points. He has 4 rebounds. 4 points for Victor Davis, all on free throws in the first quarter. 3 points for Chad Thompson, a 3-point make in the first quarter. And a couple of free throws for Tanner Libby. That's it. 19 points in the first half for the Silver Streaks. They make 7 of 8 free throws, 5 field goals, 2 of them 3-point makes. Morton, pretty balanced attack. Tyler Lundeen off the bench leading the way with 8 points. 7 points for Will Hayden, 6'2 freshman guard. Been very impressed with him so far as a 3-point make to his credit. 6 points for Tate Anderson, his guard mate in the backcourt. 3 points for Eric Weibel, the 6'5 junior, getting all his points in the first quarter. Austin Bowler off the bench with 3 points. 6 points for Drake Taphorn off the bench. A 3-point make in the first quarter and 3 free throws in the second quarter. And Cody Anderson with 3 points, 1 on a free throw and a bucket in the second quarter. Kevin Weibel, their 6'7 senior, who played very well in the win against Glenwood last night. Here he is on the bench for a lot of the half with 3 fouls, has just 1 rebound, and his team at 1 point led by more than 20 points. So it came unraveled at the point. Galesburg led 8-6. Morton came back with a 3-point field goal, and that started a 14-0 run. Morton led it 20-8. Galesburg, a 3 by Chad Thompson, made it 20-11. Morton got started again. They got a bucket to start the quarter, and then they put together another one of those runs as Galesburg went south, a 10-0 run. So basically 2 runs of 24 points have buried Galesburg so far in the half. They trail by 17, 36-19. About 3 minutes before we get the second half started, hopefully a much better half. We'll take a timeout, come back with more. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL.
Mom just can't seem to get around as well as she used to. You knew this day would come, but you had no idea it would be so difficult. You feel guilty. She always took care of you, but you realize you can't meet all her home care needs. When you suddenly find yourself facing difficult issues like this, ask your doctor to refer her to Midwest Regional Home Care. Let them help you make smart, informed decisions so the person you love can get what they need in the privacy of their own home. Midwest Regional Home Care. Bringing healthcare home to you.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies.
I know we just met Trophy, but I love you.
And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners.
Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out! Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, I'm Pat Curtis from WGIL with this reminder. The U of I Extension in Knox County offers Master Gardener training beginning in January. There's a $165 fee for those accepted into the program. Training will begin January 13th. Get the details at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy today, high near 45. Tonight, chance of rain or snow. Snow likely after midnight. Little or no accumulation, though. Low near 30 degrees. For Sunday, snow during the day. Possible accumulation around an inch or so. Colder, high near 35. And for Sunday night, snow likely. Chance of snow after midnight. Light accumulation possible. Low near 24. Right now, it's 41.
Hi, I'm Jim Wyman. The Galesburg girls basketball team meets Metamora on Monday night at 7:30. I'll be on the air with the pregame show at 7:10 here on WGIL.
It's time for the second half of play. Galesburg down 36-19 at the half. Morton outscoring the Streaks 20-11 in the first quarter, 16-8 in the second quarter. And they've come out on the floor and... We'll see what they've got to do in the second half. Coach Al Dennison talking to the group on the bench. 14 fouls in the first half. And again, recapping 13 first half turnovers, 9 of those turnovers in the second quarter. 2 technical fouls just all around. One to forget about. Hopefully they can bounce back in the second half, come out much more aggressive, go against the zone, and see what they can do about it. Halftime numbers and the... Halftime portion of the broadcast brought to you by Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary, bringing health care home to you. And Galesburg High School boys basketball brought to you by Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You deserve a trip to Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Let's see who Galesburg brings out there to start the second half. Victor Davis out on the floor, Bailey Ricketts, Caleb Weaver, Dalton Davis, and Pierce Ferguson. That's the lineup that comes out. So Bailey Ricketts getting the start in the second half along with Ferguson in the backcourt. Morton gets the basketball first, and we're underway. Boy, I hope it's a tale of two halves. Down on the baseline, Anderson with it. They find the man who eludes Caleb Weaver, and that is Lundeen. And Lundeen now in double figures with 10 points, and Morton's lead 19. They double up the Streaks.
I was down there as they came out of the locker room from halftime, and Santa Claus did not pay a visit, I can guarantee you that.
And right off the bat, a turnover against the zone. Down the other way, Morton's left-handed point guard shooting the basketball, no good. Tate Anderson and Weaver with the rebound. So Galesburg so far gave up an inside basket on an overplay and a turnover. They have the basketball back now, working against a 1-2-2 zone. They've almost made it a 3-2 zone. They're packing it in that high post so deeply. The 6'5 Weibel, they're really spreading his arms out and keeping Galesburg from getting it in the high post. That's one of the keys to beating. It's one of the reasons I asked about the baseline. He overloaded the baseline to try and beat it. Dalton Davis, or rather Ricketts, trying to get it inside. He shuffled the feet. Now a turnover on Galesburg. They've committed 2. So they gave up a basket and now 2 turnovers. It's not gotten any better.
And if we didn't get the travel, it was going to be a stolen pass as he tried to throw it across the lane. And at least we tried to do something that side. Going, you know, if we can't shoot from the outside, we've got to attack. And there's a turnover.
Turnover here. Ricketts back the other way. Can he make the layup? He does, and a dumb foul. Honestly, just a silly foul by Will Hayden. You got a team down 19. Ricketts makes the basket, and he fouled him. I mean, he was gone. There was no chance for him to catch him. So we'll take that. 38-21 now.
Hey, Hayden is the freshman starting for Morton, and after that, Coach Steve Shupp has called him over for a discussion, and I think that two things is how they threw the ball away, and number two, why did you foul? Just giving the basket in that
let him
situation.
Have it. Ricketts free throw good.
We'll take it.
Absolutely. A three-point play, 38-22. The lead for Morton. 6:50 to play in the third quarter. Back the other way for Morton comes Tate Anderson. Their guard play has been very good. To Anderson, a wide-open three up top. This one clangs off the left side of the rim, and it's a rebound for Caleb Weaver, his sixth of the ball game. So Weaver quietly putting together a fairly solid ball game. Need to get him into the offense more. He almost traveled with the ball. Gives to Ricketts. He's trapped down on the baseline. Spins out of it. Shot off the glass. No good. Ball tipped out. Dalton Davis going to chase it down. He thought it was going to be over and back. He certainly didn't hurry to go get it.
Yeah, it's been twice this game.
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Go get the basketball.
Yeah, let the official make the call if you're worried about it, but don't hesitate.
Davis with it on the right wing. Up top to Pierce Ferguson. Ferguson going to back it out. Again, facing the zone. Going to run on the right side. They'll run the overload left side. Daverson. It's Ricketts shooting a three on the left side. His second air ball of the game. Weaver tries to save it. Did he dump it off a Morton guy? He sure did.
Weaver went way out of bounds and threw that
thing
off the back of one of the Morton players and saved the possession for Galesburg.
Now, you know one thing. Weaver is always going to give you everything he's got. It's one of the things I love about watching him play. Ferguson up top. Davis right side. He's covered up. No shot there. Ferguson high post to Weaver. 14-footer. No, but he gets the foul. So they finally get it in the high post. Foul is committed on Cody Anderson by Cody Anderson, and Weaver's going to the free throw line. In the game, he's got 6.6 boards. Galesburg a chance to get within 14. And they're 8 out of 9 from the line. Don't jinx him. Free throw, good. Looked nice. 38-23. Weaver trying to get it within 14 here. Wants another free throw. Bends the knees, fires away, short. Rebound, Cody Anderson. Morton back with the basketball and a 15-point lead. Working with it now on the left side, Tate Anderson up top, long three by Hayden. He booked it over Dalton Davis.
Yeah, you can see why this freshman gets playing time at start. He has a nice, high-arching, long delivery on his shot. He's lanky out there at the guard spot and plays with a lot of confidence.
Morton with three threes in the ball game. Galesburg finally gets it across right side. Bailey Ricketts with it. Terrible pass inside for Davis. Stolen away. 16 Galesburg turnovers. Right side. Here's another three on the way. Hayden swished it again. Oh, my.
Boy, to have a shooter like that in our program, we just have nobody that can stand out there and consistently make shots.
Lead back to 21. Victor Davis dumps it down to Ricketts. Terrible pass, stolen away again. 17 turnovers. Back the other way. Here comes Hayden. Scoop pass inside. Boy, wasn't ready for it. It wasn't a very good pass. Dumped it down to Eric Weibel. And out goes Ricketts. In comes Brandon Thompson. 44-23. Galesburg down big to Morton. 4:52 to go in the third quarter. Pierce Ferguson and trying to attack the zone. Over to Davis, cross-courts it, gets it in the front court. Down the lane, Ferguson stripped away. Ball taken away by Anderson. They come up with it. Fifth turnover of the quarter for Galesburg. 9 in the second quarter, 5 in the third quarter already. Up top, Lundeen with the ball. Down low, around Weaver. Shot put up and good. Absolutely, Cody Anderson dominated on that play. 46-23, biggest lead of the game for Morton.
In every facet of this game, Morton has taken us to school.
Dalton Davis gets it across. Thompson back up top to Davis. Puts it on the floor. Bounce pass to Victor Davis. Back to Dalton Davis. Swinging it right side now. Thompson with it on the baseline. Back out to Ferguson. Ferguson to Dalton Davis. Left of the circle. Back to Ferguson. Inside. Spinning. Left-hand shot. Wild shot. No good by Weaver. And a rebound for Tyler Lundeen. It's not a good offensive set. Up top with the basketball, Tate Anderson. Gets it over to Weibel on the left wing. Weibel still with the ball, trying to get rid of it, and he hands it off to Tate Anderson. 3:40 to go, third quarter. A 23-point Morton lead. Up top, Weibel with it. Finds a man off the screen. Anderson working on Davis. Offensive foul called on the man up top, Tate Anderson, this 5'10 junior guard. So Morton commits their third foul. Galesburg's yet to commit a foul in the third quarter. Yep, they're down 23. And they're going to get Drake Taphorn off the bench. Next opportunity. Galesburg's Dalton Davis gets it across. Telegraphed the pass to Brandon Thompson. Tipped out of bounds. Fortunately for Galesburg, they keep it. Tipped away by Tate Anderson.
Well, that name Taphorn, there was a Matt Taphorn years ago that played at Pekin that was... just a terrific high school player. Went on to the good
college that name.
Career as well.
Yep.
Don't know if it's any relation or not. Again, this is Morton, not Pekin, but they're not too far away.
No, not really. Ball inbounded to Joe Mangieri, who's in the game, to Dalton Davis, back to Mangieri. Down to Victor Davis on the baseline, way out. Skips a pass across, dangerous, caught by Dalton Davis. They're going to call a foul on the floor against Austin Voller, who's back in the game, and Morton commits their fourth. 3:15 to play third quarter. Galesburg's managed 4 points and an 8-point second quarter and just four in this quarter. Ball inbounded to Mangieri. Inside Victor Davis. Man takes a flop. Davis misses the shot. It will be a two-shot foul. Thought for a moment they may call the charge, but not the case. Kevin Weibel, as soon as he comes back in the game, poor guy picks up his fourth foul. So he's not been a factor. And a contact's loose somewhere. Well, Weibel had that look on the contact. So Victor Davis to the line where he's 4 of 4, 4 points in the game, make it 5 of 5.
Well, things haven't improved score-wise any better here in the third quarter. We hope the streaks would come out and make a good run. But in order to do that, you've got to have guys that can put the ball in the basket. No matter how hard you play, you have got to find some shooters. And at least Victor made a couple of free throws there.
Yep, he's got 6 in the game. Down on the right baseline, sizing up Weaver is Lundeen. Nice control dribble. Gets it on the baseline. Getting away with a walk there was Weibel, and the ball tipped out of bounds. He touched it last. So good defense, Victor Davis. And it goes back to the streaks. Turnover on the Potters. Rare, their 8th. And they'll break the 1-2-2, 2:50 to go, third quarter. A 46-25 Morton lead. High post. Weaver should have taken it himself. Tried to hit Davis. Defense down there. Collapse, stolen away by Lundeen.
A lot of times Caleb has the right idea, but he's always slow in making
the pass.
Step too
slow.
Yep.
And spinning down the lane, Fuller gets it to Weibel. Turnaround jumper in and out. No good. Victor Davis high for the rebound. They didn't have very good spacing on that particular set, but they got a close shot. Mangieri on the baseline. He gets bailed out by a push. 16 foul on Morton. Mangieri had nowhere to go. Was driving baseline. They cut him off, but there was contact.
Number 4 on Kevin Weibel. He'll check back out. He's pretty disgusted about that call.
And okay. Weaver goes out. Garnett in 4 of the streaks.
They take out 6-7 and replace him with 6-5.
Mm-hmm. It's really a perfect team to play that 1-2-2. The
yep.
long arms. We saw Hanoniga do the same thing. Former streaks coach Mike Miller, he uses it at Hanoniga. Watched him just tear apart Thornwood last year at the Christmas holiday tournament at State Farm. Up top, Dalton, or rather Joe Mangieri, driving free throw line, just floats his shot up, hits the backboard, nothing else. Hustling to get it, though, Mangieri. Jump ball situation, Galesburg's going to keep it. So Mangieri on the floor, not a good shot, but he went after it and got it back. Davis to trigger it in, 2:06 to go, third quarter. Trying to chip away at a 21-point deficit. Mangieri on the baseline, puts it on the floor, and another touch foul. Wow, these guys are nonstop with the fouls. Galesburg has not committed one, and now they're in the bonus shooting. Morton just committed their 7th, and this one's on Cody Anderson.
You know, if Morton was only up 10 or 11 points, I think Coach Steve Shipp would be very concerned.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
But up by 21, I think they can weather this all right.
And I think it was Weibel fouling out on that last one. I looked up on the board, and I thought I had him for 5,
really?
So he no factor at all, did not score. Free throw by Mangieri, 1-1, missed the front end, and chased down. Ooh, I thought Taphorn stepped out of bounds, but they say no. And he chases down the rebound off the Mangieri miss, and a whistle in the front court. And Coach Shupp wants to take a timeout. We'll go ahead and take it as well. A minute 55 to go, third quarter. All Morton, Potters 46, Streaks 25. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If you've been hurt in an accident or at work, you want the best legal counsel on your side. Get Goldfein and Bowles. Goldfein and Bowles has successfully represented personal injury victims in Central Illinois for over 40 years. In the last 3 years, they've recovered over $42 million for their injured clients. 138 years of combined legal experience makes the difference. Trust the knowledge and absolute proven results of Goldfein and Bowles. Goldfein and Bowles, experience that wins.
Hi, I'm Jim Wyman. The Galesburg girls basketball team meets Metamora on Monday night at 7:30. I'll be on the air with the pregame show at 7:10 here on WGIL.
Minute 55 to go, third quarter. Galesburg on the wrong end of 46-25 score. Morton on top. Streaks basketball brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it, Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Morton with the basketball, though inbound at half court, doing the honors, Will Hayden. The freshman with 13 points to lead his team in this ballgame. No Silver Streaks player in double figures. They have just 25. Morton's 1-2-2 has absolutely stymied Galesburg. Up top, Voller.
And looks like Coach Steve Shipp, realizing his team getting in a lot of foul trouble.
I wondered when he was going to do this.
He's now going to start running
that
weave out high.
I wondered when he'd do this.
Boy, look at the motion. You got to love the way they're running this right now.
It's going to be a push underneath. Mangieri did the push out. It was away from the basketball. They ran the weave up top, and then he got some pushing going on. Voller just pushed, and he just got a tee. They caught it. Mike Reynolds said, hey, what's up? Voller, or rather a tap horn, shoved Mangieri. Mangieri's got a little Garnett in him, too.
Yeah.
So they get the technical there.
And this was clearly a case of what the official saw was
The second act.
Yeah, and it was the Morton player. Coach Steve Shipp was pointing over at Mangieri saying, what did he do?
So Dalton Davis to the free throw line. He's scoreless so far. Streaks down by 21. Free throw, Davis, no.
Second straight 1-1 we've missed the front end of. And when you're down 21, well, I guess that wasn't a 1-1, but the previous one was. And you're just missing opportunities to climb back in with the clock stopped.
He missed them both. Boy. Wow. Well, Mike Reynolds said it would come down to the guards, and to be just as blunt as I can be, they've been awful. It has not been their game, and you're right. Thank goodness you play another one. You don't want this taste in your mouth going into Rock Island, a team that is just tearing things up on Friday and then Metamora Saturday. Up top, Brandon Thompson, a three, air ball. Rebound, Joe Mangieri. His put back. Good job by Joe Mangieri. He's fighting his way to the basket. And got it to fall down. His first basket of the game, 46-27. Rock Island, I'm telling you, would run Morton out of the gym. I don't care if they're playing a 1-2-2 or not. Down low, feed, man shooting, scoring, and the foul called on Garnett. They absolutely got the defense to commit. Cody Anderson the basket. He's got 7 in the game, and Morton continues to roll, 48-27.
Yeah, you know, not only has our shooting been off, I mean, I think our guards have shot at least 5 air balls in this one. I mean,
Ricketts
has
two.
We're not even close.
Yeah, we've had 4 at least. Free throw by Anderson, good. He's been successful. 8 points in the game for him. Morton's lead, 49-27. Down on the baseline, Mangieri, 53 seconds to go, third quarter. Up top now, Davis now works left side, cross-courts it over to Thompson. Davis shoots a long three. Got it.
Hey, there we go.
Dalton Davis finally gets one of those baskets to go down. Galesburg now down 49-30. They take a timeout on the floor. We'll hold on to it right here. The Streaks ball game brought to you by James Norton Allstate on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You're in good hands with Allstate and Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg. 43.5 seconds on the clock. The Streaks get a three from Dalton Davis, his first hoop of the game. Nice to see him bounce back with a basket after missing a couple of free throws. And Galesburg's first misses from the line of his third quarter.
Silver Streaks in the night session will play the early game. They'll take on Chatham-Glenwood, a team that lost to Morton here yesterday in a game that I think they were behind the whole game, Chad,
yeah.
but they hung in there.
No, they made a run at it. Got within 3 or 4 in that game. Boy, Brandon Thompson just simply tripped the man with the basketball. Tate Anderson, Galesburg's third foul of the half. And it's his first, Brandon Thompson. You watch what happens. Dunlap will come out and beat Morton in the finale. I'm telling you, it's the way it works out every year.
Boy, I don't. I just.
Oh, I'd be stunned, but I couldn't believe Dunlap beat Glenwood
last year.
Team that won, 22 games. A feed down low. Anderson made that shot harder than he needed to, but the rebound pulled out and some hands going crazy. Matt McLean pulled out the rebound, and Galesburg picks up the foul. Mangieri just picked up his 4th foul. And here comes Ricketts and Weaver back in the game for the Streaks. Garnett comes out. And Mangieri comes out. 32 seconds to go, third quarter. Morton on top, 49-30.
Joe Mangieri reminds me a lot of a fellow that played here a few years ago, Isaiah Peachy.
Another oh, yeah.
Came in, just so played.
Peachy could really shoot it.
He played real hard.
Yeah.
You know, just gritty and would usually get in foul trouble fairly soon, too, because that was kind of his job, was to go out there and play some physical ball on the guards.
Morton working the half court. No hurry at all to get a shot. They'll hold for the last one unless they get an easy one. Up top around Tate Anderson. Ball loose on the floor. Brandon Thompson. Now it's Ricketts with it. Can he take it to the goal? There's a reach-in foul before the shot. The bench wants the shot to count. The foul clearly was before the shot. Ricketts will go to the line to shoot 1-1.
Yep. Again, it'll be interesting to see. I would assume Glenwood would go with the zone tonight, too. They've got some big guys
on the
line. But there are some coaches that just
don't like it.
They don't even practice the zone.
No,
they're
they don't like
man to man. But, you know, in a case that is as clear-cut as Ricketts makes the first free throw, absolute night and day, Gelsberger, you play a man-to-man against them, you're going to have a tough go. But against, I can't imagine a coach not playing zone against the Silver Streaks until they prove that they can do something with it.
Ricketts splits the two free throws, 49-31. 1 second to go. Long shot from up top. No good by Tate Anderson. And three quarters are in the books. Morton 49, Galesburg 31. Back with the fourth quarter in just a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The people who invented the drive-thru and perfected the hamburger are now taking the coffee business by storm. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos, all with your favorite flavors, even iced. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Walk in or drive through for a hot steaming cup of premium roast in minutes. Come to the new McCafe in the Henderson Street McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville, and by James Norton Allstate on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Hi, I'm Bob Costas. Catch the Costas Cut weekday mornings at 9:50 during Galesburg Live with Terry Cavanaugh on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Underway in the fourth quarter, Morton with the basketball and a 49-31 lead. Bounce pass in the high post to Cody Anderson. He now moves it over to the right wing, puts it on the floor, drives the baseline underneath against Weaver, trying to get a shot off. He cannot. He tries to get it out to the baseline, stolen away by Dalton Davis. Davis quickly in the front court with the basketball. Again, the 1-2-2, Morton's used it the whole game, and it's been, for them, spectacular. For Galesburg, it's been a nightmare. On the top of the key, Ricketts gives to Davis. He'll fire away a three. Can he hit it? Yep, second of the game. Davis bucket makes it 49-34. Galesburg will turn up this defensive intensity. Man-to-man, dribbling the basketball right side. Tate Anderson inside. Shot off the glass. No good. There's a reach and foul over the back on Lundeen. And all of a sudden, Galesburg has some momentum. Lundeen will send Galesburg to the line. And one more foul, and they're in the double bonus. If that isn't double bonus right there. Lundeen second is going to send Weaver to the line. Weaver is one of two from the line, 7 points in the game. It is the ninth team foul. No, they just said two shots, 10 fouls. They haven't put it on the board yet. So no time goes off, and Galesburg a chance to creep in there. Free throw good by Caleb Weaver.
Yeah, I think Coach Shook's starting to get a little concerned for Morton now because he does have so much foul trouble with his team.
Well, this is one way to get back in the game. Weaver's second free throw all over the rim, and down it goes. Nice soft touch, 49-36. They're going to get a few more turnovers here before we can start talking about comeback. Still a lot of time, though. Up top with the ball, Hayden, and a reach-in foul on Dalton Davis. Again, move your feet. And he's got to get some help out there. No help defense. Ricketts has to come over there and help. Dalton Davis commits Galesburg's fifth team foul, his fourth, I have him for. Slow on that board. 6:56 to play and a 13-point Morton lead. With the ball up top, Tate Anderson directing traffic. And run a box up top. Lundeen with it now on the wing. Looking inside, working inside. Good job by Ferguson to face guard the 6-5 Weibel, and then a reach-in foul. They got a mismatch. They had Weaver guarding Lundeen, who took him to the basket. A reach-in foul called.
Well, this is where we've had a couple of fouls to give here, but I don't know that we've really used them in wise spots.
No.
You want to play good defense, but you don't just want to pile up
no.
the fouls.
No, open the steal, don't foul.
Shoots free throws again, we'll be back in trouble.
Bounce pass from Anderdus inside to Lundeen. Late whistle, my gosh. Looked like a block shot from here, and the guy blew the whistle again. The guy furthest from the play says got arm, and Lundeen's going to go to the line to shoot two. Ricketts picked up his second foul. I hate that late whistle.
Yeah, so three fouls in less than 30 seconds there on the Silver Streaks on this possession for Morton, and they finally toe the line.
Lundeen's free throw no good. He has 10 points in the game. Prior to that was 4 of 4 from the stripe. 6:40 to go, 49-36, Morton the lead. Lundeen trying to make it 50-36. Free throw is good.
And now a timeout taken by Morton.
50-36 the score. Is it a full timeout? It is. We'll take it too. 6:40 to go. Galesburg, a lot of work to do. Still have time, though. Down 14. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg. By Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville. And by James Norton Allstate on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Galesburg in the midst of a 5-1 run with 120 gone in the fourth quarter. 6:40 to play. Galesburg with the basketball, a chance to get a little closer. Still time to go, but they've got to solve this 1-2-2. They've not been able to do it to this point, although Dalton Davis has knocked down a couple of key three-point field goals to get the streaks a little closer. Maybe that'll get his confidence going and open up that inside a little bit. Boy, it's been quiet in the post. Up top, Bailey Ricketts driving down the lane. Pull-up jumper, foul called. And now he's taking it to the basket. A chance to get the streaks within 12. Ricketts, 2 of 3 from the line, has 4 points in the game. Foul called on Morton's. Eric Weibel. Ricketts free throw. Darn it, short.
Well, at least Ricketts got in a spot there. That's how you could help to beat a zone anyway. Every zone's got some holes. You just got to find it and get the ball there at the right time. And at least Ricketts able to move into position to get a short jumper that time. He missed the shot, then missed two free throws.
Galesburg now falls to 12 of 20 from the line, went 5 of 10 in the third quarter, and 2 of 4 now in the fourth quarter. That hurt. 50-36, Morton with it. Here comes a trap. They get out of it. Up top, Cody Anderson about 35 feet from the basket. He hands off to Tate Anderson, the guard. Tate Anderson, here comes Ricketts, picks his pocket. And can he hang on to the basketball? No. He got grabbed, and they never called it. Boy, from this angle, sure looked like he got grabbed, but the ball goes out of bounds. Good hustle by Bailey Ricketts, and it'll stay with Morton.
After the steal, he was pinched on that sideline between Anderson, who he stole the ball from, and the sideline, and he was trying to get the handle on the ball and ended up going out of bounds.
So with Morton having the basketball, we'll see if they continue to attack. Anderson with it on the baseline. It's Cody Anderson. He just committed a charge. Nope, carried the basketball. Could have went either way. It's a turnover on the Potters. They have now 11 in the game, fifth in the second half. Another opportunity for Galesburg. Got to make it count with this clock. Going to become the enemy soon. Monmouth College, a turnover the other way as Galesburg gives the ball back, is leading Wartburg 28-14 at the half. Cody Anderson inside, got Victor Davis and Caleb Weaver, one of the two in the air. One commits the foul, it is on Weaver. So Monmouth College, the nemesis Wartburg, beating them twice, a big win last season. Monmouth putting it to them so far.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like Wartburg got the answer for the Monmouth offense.
Nobody has.
At least through the first half. Next week, if they play again, that might be a different story.
It just gets better and better. Anderson's free throw, good. I tell you what, when you got a sophomore quarterback and do the things that Alex Tanney can do, that's just remarkable.
Accuracy is just amazing.
Just a sophomore. Anderson's second free throw, made them both. So Galesburg with three straight chances to chip away, and they can't do it. 52-36, Morton. A quick timeout on the floor. We'll hang on to it at the 5:37 mark of the games. Freaks Basketball brought to you by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg and Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
I'd like to say thanks to Athletic Director Dwayne Peterson here at Dunlap. Their accommodations over the years. This is our last year coming to this tournament, and they've taken good care of us
really
after
have.
We finally got a table last night and good hospitality room. And it's a.
I am going to check that out before the next game. I'm going to get here with about 50 cookies. I'm going to need the sugar.
So, you know, this isn't a sparkling facility, but it's nice.
I like
it's
it.
A good place for an opening tournament. Good
vantage point. I love our vantage point up here. Ricketts is going to the basket. He gets tripped up. Foul called on Eric Weibel.
You know,
so Morton not playing real smart right now.
No. Coach Rick Schertz of Dunlap was telling me yesterday, he said, boy, he said, I'd love to have a little better facility here because the school district obviously is one that's flourishing and the increase of students, a brand new junior high down the road with a tremendous gymnasium.
I'll bet. It looks beautiful. And Ricketts free throw good?
He said it's made this gymnasium look very, very outdated and small, but you can only build one school at a time.
That's right. Ricketts made good on both free throws there. And here comes the full court pressure for Galesburg. 52-38, Morton the lead. 5:25 to go. Need to get another turnover here. Chip away. Up top, Dalton Davis guarding the basketball. Will Hayden has not played like a freshman in terms of making errors. Maybe he's got a few left in him. Nice feed down to Lundeen. He crimped the left. Oh, nice job by Caleb Weaver to get in there. They call a jump ball. Weaver sends the man to the floor. He and Lundeen got tied up. And Galesburg gets the basketball. Nice job by Weaver and a good job of good solid defense on that possession. Weaver with 7 rebounds in the game to go with his 9 points. Chance to get within 12, maybe 11. Pierce Ferguson with it on the right wing, approaching the 5-minute mark in the ball game. Down low, Davis. He's trapped on the baseline to Ferguson, penetrating down the lane, running one-hander, charge. No doubt about it. You got to pull up and shoot that jumper. Went in. Put his head down and tried to float it, and he picked up the charge and a turnover.
You know, it's odd. I show us for no field goal attempts in the fourth quarter because the two that we've taken were foul situations.
Well,
I
got a three out of Davis.
Ricketts. Well, that's right.
That's the only one.
Early part of this period.
That's it.
Everything else, we've tried a couple, and then the rest of the time we've been at the free throw line.
Now, Morton does not have a field goal made, and still after a shot missed there, no. Inside shot by Weibel, no good after a rebound and a nice board by Victor Davis. Here come the streaks in transition. Back the other way, down low. Weaver puts it up. Good! Weaver's not giving it away, neither of the streaks. They're hanging in there. Give them credit. 52-40. Need another stop here. And the pressure intensifies up top. Weaver jumps the ball handler. Nothing there. Anderson way up top, down low. It is Lundeen with a clear cut to the basket. The overplay created the basket for Lundeen. 54-40, Morton.
Yeah, he gave us a gift last time and missed
that
shot, but he got plenty of glass on that one and dropped it in easily.
Ferguson down on the baseline to Weaver. Fakes one way, back up top. Dalton Davis, he fires a three. Good! Dalton Davis, third three of the game. Galesburg hanging around, 54-43. At the 3:59 mark of the ball game. We'll take
closest to we've been for.
Oh, my, it's been a long
quarter.
Time. In fact, let's just hold on to it. I'm looking. We'll go back and check out some of the numbers. It was, 17 at the half. You got to go all the way back to 22-13, 24-13. That was the closest at 11 we've been since this point at 54-43. That's a long time ago in the second quarter.
Well, Dalton Davis now with 3 trays here, and nice to see him heating up. And
yeah.
As we've said, we cannot handle these zones without somebody to step up and make some 3-point shots. And Dalton has had some troubles at the free throw line here in the second half and made 3 pointers. And so we're within 9. As you said, Mike, we continue to hustle. You know, it's weird because I'm sure folks in Morton are saying this is not a game. I mean, they've been solidly in control of this thing all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why you play the full game, and the streaks at least have been able to keep after it. And I think Coach Reynolds has looked up and down his lineup and said, all right, who's going to play hard for me?
That's
and
it.
He's found this group that's been in here for a little stretch now. They're getting along pretty well.
Well, no matter what happens, you want to come out and try and end this on a solid note. If you can somehow pull it out, wonderful. If you can't pull it out, well, you learn from a bad start. And it's Will Hayden bringing it across for Morton. Inside Lundeen finds Weibel, swatted away by Weaver. Here's a scramble for the ball on the floor. Out of bounds. No, they say off Ricketts. Thought it went off Weibel, but man, Caleb Weaver, a man's block there inside.
That was.
Wow.
And he came over off of his man to get
side.
That job due. So that was terrific. Weaver's, you know, of everybody that's played
he's
today,
played the best.
He probably has. And now the officials giving Bailey Ricketts the third degree about something. I'm not sure.
He's got something. I don't know whether it has something to do with the uniform. Not sure if he's bleeding. tucking in the jersey. They may be nitpicking. You never know. Joe Mangieri comes in for Ricketts. 3:45 to go. Morton with the basketball. The inbound, the ball up top. Joe Mangieri, a silly foul. Knocking down, literally, Tate Anderson as he makes a pass in the post. And Joe Mangieri just fouled out. So he leaves the game with 2 points. And it's going to send Morton to the free line. And this is not what you want to do. Morton, 17 out of 21 from the line coming into the fourth quarter. They've made 3 out of 4. So, you do the math there, 20 out of 25 in the game. That's not too bad. That's 80%.
Well, Bailey Ricketts didn't even sit down when they sent him out. He came to the sideline, went right back to the scorer's table, so obviously wasn't any blood on the uniform, just like you said, apparently didn't have it tucked in or something.
Second free throw also good, just like that. Anderson, now with 8 points in the game, puts Morton up 56-43. Galesburg with the ball, 3:38 to play. Ricketts high post. They swing it out. Dalton Davis, left of a circle, takes a dribble toward the front. Now on the right wing, Ferguson with it. Low, dangerous, and stolen away. A pass, flipped it up top. No look shot. Faked the pass and went up for the shot and fouled is Tate Anderson. That was just not a good possession. Ferguson playing with very limited offensive confidence right now.
Yeah, and that's sure not a pass you want to see any of your guards make. Mm-mm. That you're counting on for a lot this year, because that's, boy, there are some where you try and skip it across the zone or something, you understand, but this was kind of like a quarterback trying to force one to a wide receiver with a linebacker standing right in front of him. I mean,
yeah,
it's just one you don't throw.
Anderson's now made 3 straight free throws to put Morton back up by 14 and 15, 58-43. And he has 10 points in the game. The junior guard, 5'10", lefty. Ricketts, right wing now. It's Brandon Thompson with it. Looking for Davis, not there, back to Thompson, and he's trying to avoid getting tied up. He tries to go up top, long arms of Anderson, touches the ball. Who's the foul on? They blow the whistle. Foul is on our guy. It's on Thompson.
You know, Caleb Weaver, frustrated. I don't blame him. There were several opportunities on the wing and on the corner. We could have got the ball into him and just, for whatever reason, didn't look that way or didn't feel comfortable mm-hmm. with throwing it, but I mean, there was no help side that was going to come over and stop that play if we got it into Caleb. And, you know, he threw his arms out and looked over the bench like, well,
I don't understand why you start the offense from the right side the last 4 times down. They're not working the left side much at all. Austin Shear is going to come in the ballgame. Both free throws missed right there by Tate Anderson, and then a whistle. Austin Shear making his first appearance this season. He is a senior coming off a real nice football season. And Galesburg brings it in. 3:05 to play in the game. Davis tried to fire a pass down from the high post to the left block to Weaver. It's tipped out of bounds. Davis will trigger it in. Shear officially in now. Out goes Brandon Thompson. He struggled tonight, today. And Victor Davis tried to prevent the ball from going in the backcourt. Over and back. 25, 10, 13, 24 turnovers in the game on Galesburg. Not going to win many. 2:57 to play. And the ball's inbounded to Hayden. I'm very impressed with him and their other guard, Tate Anderson. I like both those two guys. Not very big guys. You can see why they play the zone defensively. Man-to-man could be a liability, but in the zone they do a great job, and they stick them on the wings. Up top, Hayden with it, spinning around Dalton Davis. Jump stop at the right wing. Out on the right side to Cody Anderson. Back up top, a difficult pass up to Weibel, and it goes off his knee out of bounds to the Streaks.
And Austin Shearer came over and I think helped make that turnover happen. Able to knock the ball off the ankle. Oh boy, a bad inbound pass by Victor Davis that time.
And the foul's called on
Bailey Ricketts.
Bailey Ricketts trying to save a breakaway layup. Third on Ricketts, 58-43. So they are shooting a million free throws, it seems, in this game. Already 6 attempts in the quarter for Tate Anderson. Has 10 points in the game. 4 of 6 in the quarter, make it 4 out of 7.
And
just Morton, short on that.
Morton comfortable. They're going to go ahead and empty the bench.
Oh,
now.
Yeah. So Ryan Leander comes in for Morton. He got some time in the first quarter. He's out there with Cody Anderson, the man at the line. Tate Anderson, another free throw for him. He makes it. He's going to end the game with 11 points. 59-43, Potters. And they'll still bring out that 1-2-2 at the head of the press, the point, if you will, Matt McLean. Shear with it on the right wing, gives to Bailey Ricketts. He'll give it right back to Shear. Shear trapped in the corner, get out of it. Again, starting that offense on the right side. Down to Davis, gets through two men. Shot good and a foul. He's going to the free throw line for a three-point play. First field goal of the game for Victor Davis. He has eight. Yeah, that can't happen. 59-45 the score with 2:17 to go. Foul called on Cody Anderson, his third. Out goes Weaver, and in for the first time this season, Calvin Mosley, 6'4" junior. Victor Davis' free throw is off the back of the iron, no good, and the rebound pulled out by Ryan Leander. 59-45, approaching the two-minute mark of the game, and what, another foul? Where the ball tipped out of bounds, and Bo Merritt checking in, four of his silver streaks, his first action of the season at the varsity level, a junior, 6'2" junior. As just a tip ball out of bounds. And up top with it now, Voller. He had some, had a pretty big role in the first half. On the left wing, they give it out to Matt McLean. Up top, Cody Anderson. Anderson's quietly put together a nice game for them. The 6'5" senior, very versatile. And an offensive foul, going to say shoved off. The man with the basketball, kind of that arm bar type thing, Matt McLean, commits the foul. Both teams have a double bonus. They will not shoot on that situation.
Well, these officials have done a pretty good job of
better
watching
than last
for
night.
Offensive fouls, yeah.
I mean, they are definitely calling pretty much everything. Ricketts working on the right side, gets it to Davis, top of the key, a minute 38 to play. Streaks down 14. They're going to lose their first game of the season. Try and come back against Glenwood and play a better game. Glenwood, outstanding game against Dunlap. Merritt in the high post, trying to get rid of it, does so. Davis up top, fires a three. This one off the front of the iron, no good. Chased down by Austin Shear. And Merritt, a three on the left side. It is short. Rebound, tussled for. It goes out of bounds. Mosley and a player from Morton fighting for the basketball. And it's off of that player, Eric Weibel. Stays with the streaks. 1:18 to play, 59-45. Take a break after this session. Come back at 5:40 and bring in the Glenwood game and hopefully a brand new result. It is Davis with it now on the right wing from the pass. Now he gives it to Ricketts. Long three up top. Ricketts, another air ball. Mosley, the rebound underneath. He can't get out of it. Got trapped down there and then throws it into the hands of Adam Kumpf. But he steps out of bounds.
The players will have a chance to have some lunch, and time that starts to digest, it's time to play basketball.
That's right. Again. Merritt inside, falls to the floor, shot no good. Rebound, Cody Anderson, his fifth of the game. Back the other way, Morton in no particular hurry with 50 seconds to go. On the left wing, he'll dish it down the lane. Man wide open, Voller, and a silly foul at the end of that play. He got the pass from Kump. They ran that motion again. They come from the weak side. They curl into the strong side, and down the lane they go. Calvin Mosley with the silly foul. And Voller going for a three-point play. He gets it. 62-45. 42 seconds to go. Galesburg playing it out. Dalton Davis with it in the backcourt. Gets it across to Bailey Ricketts. On the right side, he works to Davis. Davis behind the back dribble. Back to Ricketts. They work. 30 seconds to play. Right wing. Shear thought about pulling the trigger. Up top, Ricketts knifing through traffic. Shot up. No. He's fouled. Draws the foul. And it is committed by Ryan Leander, his second. Ricketts in the ball game. 6 points. He has shot 6 free throws, made 4 of them.
Dunlap, the host school, played early. They'll play the late game, and that's one of the beauties of when you host a tournament like this. You can schedule it to work in your favor. You're always going to play the late game to get the bigger crowd at night.
Ricketts free throw good.
And you like to play the early game so you can have the biggest spread of time between the two games to be the most rested.
Both free throws made by Bailey Ricketts. 8 points in the game for him, 62-47. Morton the lead. They'll hang on to it here, I'm sure. Voller brings it across. Had a little trouble with it. Jump stop about 40 feet from the basket. Picks up his dribble. That's a no-no. Gives it to Cody Anderson. And 7 seconds on the clock. Ricketts going for the ball and commits a foul. I don't know why. with 4.1, and he was standing around the half-court circle. Probably more frustration than anything else. Ricketts with his fourth. Just going to add to Morton's point total as Voller goes to the line. Has 6 points in the game. Free throw good. And one more for Voller. That one short. Rebound taken by Mosley. 2 seconds. He's going to heave it full court. And that's all she wrote. Galesburg drops its first game of the season. Morton the winner, 63-47. Stay tuned for the post game. We'll bring you all the numbers and set the stage for the next game. Hopefully a much better result, and talk it over with head coach Mike Reynolds. First loss is Galesburg's head basketball coach. 63-47, Morton wins. Back in a moment to the Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg boys basketball is brought to you by Pratty Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, Monmouth, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street. Building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary. Bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. By Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. The station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks boys basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Pratty Insurance, your professional Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help you put more green back in your pocket. Ask them the details of money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Pekin Insurance, you can save insurance dollars on your premiums. Call Pratty Insurance today about how your wallet can look more green with an auto home discount from Pekin Insurance.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy today, high near 45. Tonight, chance of rain or snow. Snow likely after midnight. Little or no accumulation, though. Low near 30 degrees. For Sunday, snow during the day. Possible accumulation around an inch or so. Colder, high near 35. And for Sunday night, snow likely. Chance of snow after midnight. Light accumulation possible. Low near 24. Right now, it's 41.
Live coverage of Galesburg boys basketball continues with final stats, a conversation with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, and the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. It's the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Well, not the result the Streaks were hoping for in this one. Morton, very impressive, played their 1-2-2 zone very, very well, and offensively got a lot of good shots, went to the free throw line with frequency, and they defeat Galesburg. First loss of the season, four of the Streaks. Morton now 2-0, 63-47, the final. Looking for, go ahead. Okay. I'm still totaling numbers.
All right, well, I need to grab the calculator there real quick, and I can total up a percentage, but other than that, rebounding edge, don't have to have any percentage on those. Galesburg had 27 boards in this game and Morton 20, so a little rebounding edge for the Silver Streaks, but it really didn't play nearly as big a role in this game today as the rebounding advantage did in last night's win over Dunlap. Silver Streaks from the field shoot 12 of 35, so about a 38% effort here today, and that improved a little bit in the second half after really the game was unfortunately already pretty well taken care of. Meanwhile, Morton, 16 out of 44 from the field. And Potters really didn't need a whole lot of field goals. They spent so much time at the free throw line from the onset in this one to go ahead and take the victory. Turnovers, that was probably the biggest number of the game outside of fouls and free throws. 25 Galesburg turnovers. Morton with 13 on the afternoon. And the Silver Streaks, as Coach Mike Reynolds told us on the pregame, he thought the guards were probably going to decide this game with both teams having big players down low. Well, our guards just did not get it done today, handling the ball or scoring, although Dalton Davis did hit a few threes there in the second half that made it a little more respectable. But this game was pretty well decided early, and the guard play was clearly in the corner of the Morton Potters.
Yeah, you mentioned free throws. Morton in this game, 27 of 36 from the line,
wow.
And that is a 75% field goal or free throw percentage. You'll take that all day. Galesburg, an improvement over last night. They shoot 18 of 27. That's 67%. Shot 7 of 8 in the first half. Maybe a little fatigue in the second half as they wound down and did not shoot quite as well from the line in the second half. But, boy, really, the only time it got real interesting in the second half, it was a 54-43 game, and then fouls, again, plaguing the Silver Streaks. And, well, that was it. It was Tate Anderson going to the free throw line, had 8 free throws in the fourth quarter alone. And, well, he knocked down just enough of them to put the game. Coach Mike Reynolds makes his way over. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet, is the sponsor of the postgame interview. As Jim Lee, we'll turn it over to him and head coach Mike Reynolds.
Okay, well, Coach, obviously this one not the way we wanted it to go today, and a lot of statistics you can look at, but 25 turnovers, the guards just really didn't get it done today.
No, you know, that's not our A game for sure, and we know Morton's a good program, and I've played them many times when I was at Danville, and it's you're not just going to come in and out of bed and beat them. You got to play right, and we didn't do that tonight.
Well, you said come in out of bed, and, you know, there are times in that first half we had a couple of our players that just looked like they just got out of bed. It wasn't the same group that we saw last night. That zone really seemed to frustrate them.
Well, we were a little frustrated, you know, and I just talked about in there. We weren't very businesslike when we got on the bus today. We had some guys that weren't where they're supposed to be and shoot around, and winning programs don't do that, and that's something we're trying to correct right now. And, you know, I've never been to Dunlap before, but I don't think there's much to do here. Play basketball. So I'm a little frustrated that we didn't come with a businesslike attitude. I thought we had a good chance to win this game tonight if we brought our A game, and we certainly didn't do that, obviously.
Well, and old habits die hard, because one of the things that we noticed in previous years with this group was when things started to go bad, there'd be guys hanging their heads and just really lost their focus on the game, and I think we saw that again here today, and it's hard to correct that in one day or 1 month's time.
Well, it's frustrating. You know, I thought that there obviously were some shaky calls in the beginning of the game, but, you know, we got to play through it. You got to just learn to play through, and, you know, we weren't able to do that, and it's something that it's slow but surely correcting. We got some old, like you said, old habits die hard. We're trying to change them, and you know, I think the best way to change that is put guys on the bench, and I think we got enough guys to play, and I think we've got to put guys on the bench if they're not going to play our way, and I think we'll come and respond tonight. You know, I still like the tone of our team and things. We're a little frustrated, but I think we'll play hard tonight.
Now, Morton plays the zone probably better than a lot of teams that you see will, but I would guess, if people start looking at film, you're going to see a whole lot of zones until we show the ability to bust that up with some outside shooting.
Well, you know, it's not even as much our outside shooting. I thought we had some guys open, and we missed some progression and some reads, and that happens with young guards, but it even happened with some older guys, and that's the frustrating part. And we're still in the beginning stages of putting a whole new system in. So zones like that, you know, and different types of trick-type defenses always work beginning of the year a little better than they work later in the year. So we hope that we'll get that figured out.
Yeah, and really the telling stat Mike noticed there in the fourth quarter, Victor Davis's first field goal of the game, and it's going to be pretty tough to win without him getting a little more down underneath like that, because he does have so much potential.
Well, Victor's a player, you know, and obviously he didn't play very well tonight or this morning, and you know, Victor and Caleb and those guys, they're fighting down there, and, you know, we did a nice job. You know, they played basically without their best player for most of the game, which actually hurt us because we matched up a little better when he was in there, and they brought some quicker guys in later, which kind of got us. But our defensive effort was was really, really subpar this morning, and we're going to correct it, or we're going to have to make some changes, that's for sure.
Okay, well, we were talking, one of the beautiful things about a day like this, though, you get to come back tonight, and hopefully the guys will feel like they can redeem themselves a little bit and maybe come out here with a second win tonight.
Well, you know, I think, you know, guys are talking about doing some big things this year, and, you know, we just don't want to play hard against Rock Island and Quincy. We want to play hard whether we're playing Morton, whether, you know, whoever we're playing. We want to play, and you know, the best that we can do right now is 2-1, so we want to make sure we get 2-1, and so we can go down to the Mighty Rock Garden here in a week and see what we got.
Okay, Mike, go get a little lunch. We'll see you here in a few hours.
All right, thanks.
That's head coach Mike Reynolds. We'll come back and look at some more of the numbers in just a moment on the Silver Streaks postgame. Still got a Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game to pick. And, yeah, lunch sounds pretty good. Back in a moment on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Hi, I'm Jim Wyman. The Galesburg girls basketball team meets Metamora on Monday night at 7:30. I'll be on the air with the pregame show at 7:10 here on WGIL.
To Morton, 63-47, as you heard. They're back here 6 o'clock, the tip-off against Glenwood. Glenwood 1-1, Galesburg 1-1, Dunlap 0-2 going up against Morton 2-0, and that'll serve as a conference game in the finale. Galesburg led in scoring by Caleb Weaver, 11 points. He was the only silver streak in double figures. Dalton Davis with 9, 8 points for Bailey Ricketts. 8 points for Victor Davis, 2 for Tanner Libby. Did not play in the second half after picking up a first-half technical foul. Pierce Ferguson with 4 points, 2 points for Joe Mangieri, 3 points for Chad Thompson, Austin Shear, Calvin Mosley, Bo Merritt, Brian Garnett, and Brandon Thompson. All saw action, did not score in the game. Leading rebounder in the game, Caleb Weaver with 7. Morton placed 4 in double figures, led by Will Hayden, the freshman. He and Tyler Lundeen, 13 points apiece. Hayden, 3 three-point field goals. Lundeen off the bench with his points, who's 6'5" sophomore. 11 points for Tate Anderson. Shot a lot of free throws in the game, 10, and he connected on 7 of them. And 10 points for Cody Anderson, a quiet but yet fine game for him. A 6'5 senior, 10 points, 5 rebounds. Other scorers in the game, Eric Weibel, 3 points, 7 points for Austin Voller off the bench, 6 points for Drake Taphorn off the bench. And Coach Reynolds mentioned Kevin Weibel, their best player, fouled out. 1 rebound, not a factor at all. And did not score. 25 turnovers for the Streaks, 13 for Dunlap, 18 of 27 free throw shooting for Galesburg, 27 of 36 for Morton. They had 16 field goals, 4 threes, 12 field goals for Galesburg, 5 threes. And really the story of the game, the turnovers, the fouls, and the inability to attack the zone effectively, and really losing the composure in the first half. It was the decisive part of the game. A 14-0 run for Morton put them up by 12, led by 9 after 1, halftime lead of 36-19. It was 49-31 after 3, and the final again, 63-47. Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. One guy pretty much to me is the standout in this game. Really was no crunch time play per se in the ball game, since it was really a lopsided game. We talked about Caleb Weaver in the game, and really his numbers stand out, and a guy we saw for a couple years now. He never quits.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't, I guess you're never going to say that Weaver has a sparkling performance because he's such a blue-collar guy, but it's a workman-like performance. I think he had as good a game this afternoon as he did last night. And that's probably the only player on the team we could probably say that about. You know, didn't get a ton of points to show for it, but did improve some, and certainly was battling out there and not getting caught up in a lot of the mistakes that a lot of the turnovers and bad decisions that were made in this one. So, I would say go with Caleb Weaver for the all-around game. A nod to Dalton Davis, I think. Mm-hmm. He started lighting up a few of the three-pointers there that at least kept the game respectable and finally got us a little perimeter shooting. But the horse was out of the barn really by that point, and Morton was in pretty good shape. And yeah, I'll agree, Caleb Weaver for today's Crunch Time Player of the Game.
So Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game, Caleb Weaver, 11 points, 7 rebounds coming off a game where he had a point and 11 rebounds last night. So it's Glenwood next. We'll set the stage for that one in a moment. Take our final break. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball postgame on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Two things instead of one thing becomes a new thing called a hybrid. The concept works in cars, in seed corn, and now it works in heating systems for your home. And it comes along just in time for increased propane costs this winter. A home hybrid heating system calculates the most efficient source of energy and switches from one to the other as needed automatically. Where can you get such a thing? Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Stay informed with Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Trying to bounce back. 63-47 the final score. It's Glenwood next, a team that beat Galesburg last season handily, a team that Galesburg beat in the opening game of the Dunlap tournament 2 years ago when the Streaks went 11-15. So we'll see what's in the tank. Both teams 1-1, and we'll go after it at 6 o'clock. 5:40 we'll have the pregame here on WGIL. That's followed by Dunlap and the Morton Potters. Morton a chance to win the tournament if they can beat Dunlap tonight. Thanks to everyone for their help. It's been a tough game. Really has.
Yeah, and we've seen two long games, and I think that's one consistent. We're going to have a lot of long games with this team because it's not going to be like we're going to come out and not body up on people and get a little physical. So I think we're going to have a lot of two-hour games this year.
Well, for Jim Lee, I'm Mike Perry. We'll come back for one more in just a few hours. And thanks very much for tuning in. Please join us again for that one. Hopefully a better result. Morton wins it. Galesburg falls. First time this season. They'll go back after it again shortly. From Dunlap, for Jim, I'm Mike Perry. So long for now.
Thanks for listening to Silver Street.